else. Great balance. And, you know, he swings it to me just like a lot of other thick-chested kind of, you know, chubby guys. I mean, he just kind of stands up to it, doesn't turn his body much on the backswing, kind of whips it inside, comes over the top of it, and hits kind of a beautiful little fade out there.
Well, here's my question. By the way, we're talking to Brandon Chamblee here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket from the Golf Channel. My contention with the Craig Perry, Johnny Miller situation was, okay, so Johnny's speaking his mind, and he's talking off the cuff, and he always, you know, he has regrets afterwards. Now, maybe I shouldn't have said it like that.
Yeah.
But it's not like Craig Perry choked away a tournament or, you know, lost the last hole by skimming it in the water or something. He won a tournament, won a cool car, won 900 grand, won a two-year exemption. Why didn't you say, hey, Johnny, look what I'm doing. Look what you're doing. You know,
well,
or just have fun with it.
I by no means think Craig Perry should take offense to it. I mean, if somebody said that, you know, about, you know, listen, your game speaks for itself. I mean, the viewer can watch and see how you're doing and see the success you're having. I mean, you're right. I mean, these players are a little bit thin-skinned. You know, the times that I've been on the air and somebody has said something derogatory about my game or the decision I'm making, you know, you just got to let it go. They're doing their job. They've got 6 or 8 seconds to sum it up, and sometimes they get it dead right, and sometimes maybe they cross the line a little bit. But, you know, you do have to let it go. And Greg Norman, I mean, great talent, you know, a bit of a brain hiccup there because everybody in the game knows. I mean, it's a pretty pedestrian thing to know that you can't hit a provisional ball for a ball in a hazard. And, you know, it's just a hiccup on his part. But, you know, he is always taking offense to any sort of negative comments made by analysis. I mean, he's just always, you know, he'll come right at you. It's just the way he is. And, you know, you can't have it both ways. I mean, you love his aggressive style of play on the golf course. Well, he's just as aggressive off the golf course.
We're talking to Brandon Chamblee here on Sports Radio 1310, ticket from the Golf Channel. So with the advent of golf becoming more popular and Tiger Woods bringing more of the common man fan into the game, does the PGA Tour have any kind of like a media symposium or a class for players to learn to deal with, I don't want to say riffraff, but it's a different environment than what most players were used to playing under, because almost everybody kissed their butts for so many years or ignored bad things, and now they're telling like it is sort of, and the players don't like it.
Well, they do have a class for qualifying school graduates where they go in and talk to them about, you know, handling the media, handling the fans, and sort of what's expected of them beyond playing golf. And then they have a couple of annual meetings on the tour, and Tim Finchem certainly addresses issues like that. You're right. I mean, since John Daly burst onto the scene, he's brought new spectators to the game who are not necessarily, you know, so up to speed on the proper etiquette of coming out to watch a tournament.
They're not country club members.
No, and you know what, though? It makes it more exciting. And with that is going to come some, you know, sort of raucous fans. And as Tiger said, you got to just put your head down and go play golf. You can never let these guys think they're getting to you. But having said that, there is a certain amount of decorum that you have to expect from the fans. I mean, it's not hockey and it's not football. You know, it's a completely different sport. And while a player is, you know, hitting a shot, you know, you just, you know, you kind of have to be quiet. Now, if fans are yelling out against another player, the tour has said, listen, we're not gonna accept that. You know, you can yell for, you know, your favorite player, but we're not going to accept it if you're out there yelling against another player while he's hitting shots. I mean, we expect some decorum out there. And you know, the fact is the officials should be on that. They should be handling that. By and large, everybody that comes out wants to see good golf, and they want to see uninterrupted play. And if fans are causing discord, then, you know, the fans are kind of saying, hey, you know, let's kind of police each other. I mean, what happened in San Diego? I mean, it really wasn't that big a deal to me. I mean, Davis Love could have just turned around and turned it to his side by saying something funny to the fan.
Exactly.
The fan, I believe, said no love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could have turned around and said, you know, hey, I got some love for you. Come on, you know, give me a break here. I'm just trying to beat the best player in the world. I mean, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he could have just easily turned it in his favor.
Well, what I didn't like about it either, Randall, is he wants the guy kicked out. Did the guy do anything wrong? Did the fan really do anything wrong?
No, in my opinion, no, he didn't. I mean, I'm not going to knock Davis Love, but, I mean, he you know, you're allowed to get excited when, you know, if you're pulling for Tiger Woods and Davis Love misses a putt, yeah, you got to get excited. I mean, you know, if you're pulling for the Cowboys and the Redskins miss a field goal, you're going to whoop and holler for crying out loud. And, you know, he didn't do anything wrong, that fan didn't. But, I mean, as I said, we saw Davis Love a few years ago at the Western Open. You know, fan yelled something and he went at him again. I mean, it's, you know, Davis has just plays the part of a policeman just a little too much. He needs to just put his head down and go play golf.
I agree. Hey, Brandel, thanks for popping on with us today. Good luck out there.
Thanks for having me.
Nah, our pleasure. We love your work on the Golf Channel and we'll check in with you down the road.
Well, thanks very much. Y'all have a great show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Brandel.
Okay, that's Brandel Chambly on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, good guy. He's one of those guys. Whoa. He's one of those guys that just, nice segue into another realm. You know, some guys can't talk. You know, he also is going to do a good job sooner or later. Corey Tavin.
Yeah.
I watched him. He was doing the on-course commentating, and he's got something as well. So there's some guys in the trenches that are ready to make the big leagues, hopefully someday. All right, 954 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Thanks to Randall for popping on. And up next, we'll mix with the Rants, see what's going on there, like.
The average man thinks about sports scores every 20 minutes.
Danny, what was the score? Oh, I don't know. Nobody asked me.
The same man thinks about sex every 3 or 4 seconds.
Two boobs with my hand squeezing the life out of them. That's the symbol for a double.
You'll have to go to handleup.com for the sex stuff. We can help with the sports scores. Ticket tickers every 20 minutes at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first, Garen.
Hey, P1, Dan McDowell here. If you're like me, you always wonder what it would be like to actually run the Cowboys or another NFL team. Would you have really drafted Quincy? What about the Larry Allen contract? What would you be doing differently if the Cowboys were yours? Well, believe it or not, now is your chance to show the rest of the football world how smart you are with EFSports.com. This is the most realistic fantasy football site on the planet, bar none. You're not just the coach, you're the general manager and the owner. Buy a franchise, draft your team, and play as close to reality as any simulation anywhere. Watch the salary cap as you draft all 53 players to make up your squad. Watch the waiver wire, pick up free agents, or acquire the last piece in your puzzle via trading. EFSports.com is not for the casual fan, but if you want to simulate owning an NFL franchise and you have the skills to back it up, EFSports.com is your ticket to reality-based fantasy football.
E-Break, classics.
Well, you're the one who says you have to dry everything off.
No. Not there, I like it wet.
Oh, whatever. What? I'm asking. Do you leave that damp? I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. I want an answer now. All right, that's Towel Talk and the Observation Deck.
Yeah, turning it back on us.
Yeah.
He demanded an answer.
Yeah, we didn't say
it. Something was required out of us there.
Yeah. Big win for Junior.
Thank
now
you.
Into double figures. 10 wins.
All right.
Where does that place me on the all-time list?
It places you in fourth place. It breaks the tie with Davey Lane.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big.
That's a big moment.
Great.
Yeah.
Miller.
Thank you.
Some greatness there. Way to go, Junior.
Thank you.
There it is. Every Sunday, you open the paper and you see an ad for laser vision correction at an unbelievable price. Too good to be true? Well, in some cases, yes. Let's say you have a surgeon with little experience. To gain that experience, he needs patients, therefore offers a low, low price. Don't be someone's guinea pig. Call on proven experience. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, 214-328-0444. Dr. William Booth has performed almost 50,000 successful LASIK procedures and is one of the most experienced Intralase surgeons in the world. Combine Dr. Booth's experience with the improved safety and precision of Intralase, that's LASIK without the blade, and the improved results and accuracy of the way
wavefront guided treatments, and you've got first-class vision correction. Now that's hard to beat at any price. Call 214-328-0444 today to schedule your free screening. Great vision with a 20/20 guarantee, or it's free. That's at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 214-328-0444.
You're sitting in that chair in front of your computer. Imagine instead that you're sitting on the back of your bass boat on a private fishing lake, a stock fishing lake managed by Jimmy Houston. Sound good? Now imagine looking up from the lake and seeing your home. A home sitting on a one-acre lakefront home site. If you can picture yourself on that boat or in that home, click on the Mountain Lakes logo right now. You'll find out all about the award-winning community of Mountain Lakes. The two private lakes, the amazing views, and the hill country atmosphere just outside the Metroplex. New lakefront lots have just been released, and if you move fast, you can get a one-acre home site for just $39.9. All you need to do is click on the Mountain Lakes logo right now, or call 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com. Think about living on a private lake stocked with fish and professionally managed by pro fisherman Jimmy Houston. Now stop thinking, click on the logo, and make those dreams a reality. Get a lakefront home site at Mountain Lakes and live like you're in the hill country, just outside of DFW. Mountain Lakes, just click on the logo, call 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com. That's 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com.
Delivered in 4 hours without paying a dime for a year.
Woo!
Tell them on Cole Avenue just south of Knox.
I'm Ty Walker. Nelly's a happy guy again. Next on the Ticket Fixer.
Come on in. Hey, check out my new widescreen TV. Nice 52-inch high-definition RCA.
Very nice.
Yeah, I got it from Rent-A-Center.
Oh, not so nice.
Why?
Well, I mean, obviously you didn't do the math. I mean, Aaron's has this exact same RCA for a lot less money, man.
Oh, no way. The weekly payments at Rent-A-Center weren't bad.
Yeah, but they go on and on and on.
Are you serious?
Well, do the math. Aaron's has this high-def RCA widescreen for $99 a month, but you own it in just 24 months.
Oh, 24 months? I don't feel so good.
And at Aaron's, you're pre-approved.
And you know this because...
Well, I'm leasing the same TV from Aaron's.
Oh, great.
So, well, let's watch the game. I'll buy the pizza.
I feel too sick to eat.
Well, suit yourself. It's more for me.
Crazy Eddie has got a deal for you. Bring us your cash, your tax return, your dog.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
Are you in?
In-network calling not available throughout the America Stores Network. Subject to customer agreement, $175 cancellation fee, $35 activation, and other fees and restrictions.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Ticket Ticket!
Mavericks wrapped up a two-game homestand last night against the Boston Celtics. This ticker brought to you by CarMax and Central Yamaha. Dirk Nowitzki scores 24 points, grabs 7 boards, and has 5 assists, leading Dallas over Boston 120-104. Don Nelson pleased with his overall team's energy in this game.
We won by 16, but I thought our performance was really strong. And even had we lost a game like this, as long as we play this way, I can take it. You know, it's just when the energy isn't there, it really bothers me.
In his second game against his former team, Antoine Walker, with 21 points and 9 boards for the Mavs, who have won 3 of their last 4 and improved to 30-5 at the AAC this season. Later this afternoon at the American Airlines Center will be the Dallas Stars squaring off with the St. Louis Blues. Stars just 1 point behind Vancouver for the fourth playoff spot in the Western Conference. That is the Ticket Ticker. Our next ticker at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
KGTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
10:01. Yeah, 10:01 on the Ticket. T-Box winding down. Thanks to Brandel Chambly from the Golf Channel for popping on. Also, Dr. Scott Blumenthal from the Texas Back Institute. for telling us all about how to deal with bad backs. I had one in a while, thankfully. My shoulder's messed up, but other than that, I'm doing okay. And thanks to all of you for listening and calling in, to Jason for running the board, MR for answering the phones, and Ty Walker for doing the ticket tickers. I don't know where the rant is yet, but we'll be at the Big Break 2 auditions over in
Four
Seasons. I drove
from Austin. I got here before you.
What did you do last
about
night?
About noon.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
Chris.
Hey, we didn't hear the cue. Sorry.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How are you?
We are at Guitar Center for our big shindig.
Oh, that's right. The big audition today.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the finalists. This isn't the audition. This is the finals.
And these are the shredders,
are the judges of the Star Spangled Banner competition we played out here.
Really? So this is going to be for the charity challenge?
For the charity challenge. And you know, we're tough judges, Dave.
That's right.
You know that. If we don't like the way a person looks at us, they're out.
We're snobs.
How many women?
How many women?
There's zero.
Really?
There's women out here, but I think they're in conjunction with
how
the guys.
How many finalists do we have?
Five.
Finalists.
All men, huh?
Do you have the names?
Five. Well, the guy's making a copy.
Oh, okay.
So
when are we going to do this?
We're doing it at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going to start at 11 o'clock.
We're going to start at 11? I think we have
the
six,
names.
Don't we?
Oh, we have six?
Yeah. We got Todd Marquardt.
That's tense.
Mark Deering.
Yeah.
Todd Frizzell.
I want to see him down the road.
David Fitzwilliam.
All right.
Trey LaRoe.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Gill.
Chris Gill, all right. They've all got their cheering sections here.
Trey LaRoe and Chris Gill sound like real country stars.
Yeah,
I know. You heard the new one by Trey LaRoe?
Did they pass it off?
My mama's got a six-pack. Here's Trey LaRoe.
They have to pass a minimum audition or anything, or these are the five that showed up?
They all sent in tapes, and I think we had about 50 entries of people wanting to play the Star Spangled Banner on guitar for the Charity Challenge on Ice, and we narrowed it down to these six.
Is there a time limit? Is that going to be like a five-minute rendition?
Yeah, you have, I think a minute or something like that.
Is that long enough?
Corby's making that up.
No.
If you start going too long...
Short.
And start elongating it too much, and it's like Whitney Houston singing the national anthem, then we'll just cut you off.
Right.
Why do you want to rag on her?
Sustain, like, every
she's in rehab. She's worthless
she just got
trash.
Out.
She got out of rehab?
You did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I
you
forgot about
Polish
that.
You were in Polish rehab for a week.
They replaced,
Polish rehab.
They replaced all your blood.
That's what we told everyone.
Oh, really? How did the show go last week?
It was
fabulous.
Awesome.
That's what I heard.
It's the best show ever.
Somebody said that you made some comment, Dave, that was going to get us kicked off the air.
What?
Again?
About Danny Bayless or something?
What did I say about Danny?
I don't know. Some emailer. Confusing.
What are we talking about, Danny?
Oh. Anyway, well, we have sports.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, sports away, boys.
It's
all right,
good talking
man.
To you guys.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
See you, sports. Love you.
All right. What? Oh. What was the last thing you said?
Bye.
It's The Ticket, KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger.
So play with one club, drive against the snub.
Play 18 holes with just one club. The 6th Annual Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket One Club Tournament. April 10th at West Ridge Golf Course in McKinney. $99 gets you golf, breakfast and lunch, a cart and free t-shirt. And it all benefits Big Brother, Big Sister. Register now at theticket.com.
Get to play golf.
Hey, P1's Dan McDowell here to tell you about a revolutionary new product. It is greatness. It is esports.com. Let us talk about reality. How many great quarterbacks or running backs achieve their greatness without a quality group of offensive linemen paving the way? How many teams won titles without a championship caliber defense? Wouldn't it be nice to play in a fantasy football league that recognizes all the positions on the field? Well, at efsports.com, they have it. From cornerbacks to fullbacks, from defensive tackles to centers, if there's a position on the field, efsports.com has it. From a full 53-man roster to over 20 different scoring categories, EFSports.com emulates the NFL like no other fantasy football site. This is greatness. So gather up your buddies, begin your dynasty today. Check out EFSports.com where every position matters.
E-Break Classic.
5-0 shutout. Kevin Blanford for not knowing the proper call letters to
KNTU in Denton.
Okay, well, we also have some audio from the guy whose life is pretty much over, Justin Neely. Apparently, we found an old demo tape from KUNT that he did. A little play-by-play.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the... I don't think those are the call letters.
I don't think that's the call letters. Oh, my bad. Always
look,
get that
KNTU.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was the University of North Texas.
Well, it is, but I don't think they want to go by that.
God almighty. It's too late to dump it now,
wow.
Too.
I honestly thought that's what it was.
Man, that is one of the worst screw-ups I've ever heard anybody make on this station. And that's saying something.
So what's your biggest concern about LASIK vision? The procedure, the results, the cost?
How about the experience of your surgeon? Now the Blue Eye Care and Laser Center has your answers.
Craig Miller here.
Along with Gordon Keith, Bob Sturm, and Dan McDowell for the world-renowned intralasik surgeon, Dr. William Booth.
If you want a qualified surgeon with great training, Dr. Booth graduated from Rice, Southwestern Medical School, and did his cornea fellowship at UCLA.
Patients come from all over the country to get wavefront guided customized intralasik from the hands of a true professional, Dr. Booth. Now it's your turn. Call 214-328-0444 and schedule your free screen. Or visit the website at boothlasercenter.com. And remember, that's Booth with an E.
Dr. Booth is your only choice when considering wavefront guided customized intralasik.
It's your best possibility at helping you achieve 20/20 vision or better. If you want LASIK, go with the world-renowned intralasik.
That's right, Bob. It's Dr. William Booth. Call him today at 214-328-0444 or log on now to boothwithaneelasercenter.com. 214-328-0444. Tell him the ticket guys told you to call.
Get you on the border today for the Fiesta Trio. On the border, off the map.
I'm Ty Walker. Mavericks, happy campers once again. Next on the Ticket Trick.
When you're a small business owner, weekends are unpredictable. You start out rearranging your garage and end up rearranging Tuesday's presentation. Unpredictable weekends are one thing, but unpredictable phone bills, no thanks. Introducing SBC Unlimited Long Distance for Business. Now SBC Business customers get unlimited nationwide long distance for a flat low rate of just $20 per month per line when you also subscribe to a qualifying local calling package. SBC Unlimited Long Distance for Business. Just $20 per month. Our best offer ever. Seeing small business differently. Go to SBC.com or call 1-800-793-5317 first thing Monday. In the meantime, try to relax. It is, after all, the weekend. SBC, going beyond the call.
For 1 to 10 line local business customers with a single billing number at service location, long distance offered and priced by SBC Long Distance, local and long distance plans each require 1 year term.
Want to save thousands of dollars? Just maximize your media player and click on the Quail Springs Ranch logo sometime in the next 60 seconds. Because if you're looking for the perfect place to build a home, the perfect place to live, then you need to know all about Quail Springs Ranch. It's a former game reserve filled with lush meadows, sparkling ponds, and towering oaks. And it's the perfect place to build your next home. If you move quickly, you can save thousands during the pre-development sale at Quail Springs Ranch. You don't have to buy in the next 60 seconds. Just click on the logo. Log on to quailspringsranch.com or call 866-710-9378 to find out more. Quail Springs Ranch has 2 to 5 acre home sites available for just $29.99, and it's only minutes from Fort Worth or Weatherford. Imagine looking out a window and seeing the rolling horse country of Parker County, instead of looking out that window and seeing your neighbor's house or the office building next door. Move quick and you can save thousands of dollars in pre-development savings. Just click on the Quail Springs Ranch logo or call 866-710-9378.
America, launches on today with the current owners, 0103 model year Kia. Offering 33104, free state domain, golf is non-transferable. See Kia.com for details.
The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Out at the American Airlines Center last night, it was your Mavericks squaring off against the Boston Celtics. This ticker brought to you by Wolverine Work Boots and Chevrolet. Dallas shoots 53% in that game. They easily get past Boston, 120-104. Mavs had 6 players in double figures, led by Dirk Nowitzki's 24 points. Dallas will be back in action Sunday. They go to New Jersey to take on the Nets. Dallas Stars back on the AAC ice later today as they take on the St. Louis Blues. Marty Turco talks about today's opponent.
They're obviously going to give everything they have. That being said, we're going to
continue to focus on what we need to do to be successful and play hard for the entire game. So it should be fun. It's always fun to play in the afternoon, so we're looking forward to this one.
Stars and Blues get started at 2. You can watch that game on Channel 8. And second round action of the NCAA basketball tournament will happen later this afternoon. Texas Longhorns will play North Carolina. Texas Tech goes up against top seed St. Joseph. That is the Ticket Ticker. Our next ticker at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with Jen X Davey, Corby Davidson, and Gordon Keith. We are live and on location. This is very rare for The Rant.
Why?
Because most businesses wouldn't put up with our content. You know, we've been kicked out of basically every
room
we've ever done. Yeah. And but
your
the Guitar Center is used to this sort of talk.
It's your song that we just heard.
Matter of fact, because we're at Guitar Center on Central and Cruz Haven, you know what we're going to do? We're not even going to talk. We're just going to have a bunch of like 13-year-old boys playing Nirvana licks, testing out a guitar, and a few old-timers playing Stairway.
Kick it.
What do they play nowadays? What do kids come in here and play? It used to be Stairway and
Smoke on the Water.
Smoke on the Water.
Linkin Park and Metallica. Linkin Park and Metallica.
Oh gosh, what a beating. And poor Tommy, the manager over here, you know, he's a musician himself, and he has to listen to that all day. But gosh, we have a crowd here. Look at all these people.
Well, all the contestants have their
uh-oh,
oh,
yeah. Uh-oh, someone's testing a Les Paul in the back.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. I think there's a...
Sounds almost like the original recording.
Yeah, it does.
No, Jason, you might want to get Octolung ready, too.
Hey, by the way, speaking of the guitar show and Guitar Center, Davey just drove in from Austin this morning.
Yep.
He went to bed at 3:30, woke up at 6.
6:15.
Why'd you wake up early?
Oh, yeah, you had to drive.
I had a three-hour drive.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to the show.
That's how dedicated I am to The Rant.
I had to beg you to do this show, though.
He was trying to get out of it?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
What happened? All right, so we're at the Guitar Center on 75 and Caruth Haven. Now, we're here in conjunction with the 27th Annual Dallas Guitar Show and Music Fest. It's the world's largest and oldest guitar show. Did you know that?
I knew that.
I didn't.
You know, I don't know that I've ever been to the guitar show.
You haven't?
No.
It's fun.
I bought a guitar out there when I was like 13.
At the show?
Uh-huh.
That really worked out for you,
yeah,
did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how's your playing? Dave, sounds pretty good.
Wow.
What kind of guitar did you buy?
Oh, gosh. That was back when I was a headbanger, so I think I bought a...
Jackson or a Charvel
like
or something?
Ibanez or something.
But, geez, listen to Dave there. So was it the kind with the points sticking out everywhere?
No, it was the shape of a Strat, just a generic guitar, but it was orange.
Uh-huh.
It was so ugly.
No.
What happened to your music career? Because I remember...
It stalled several times.
Yeah, because whenever I bought a guitar, you bought a guitar,
yeah,
and yours just gathered dust in the corner. And was out of tune.
But yet, you're the most into music of any of us.
But I don't have any talent. That's the problem.
You know what? You do. You don't have any dedication or patience.
I'm lazy.
You wouldn't take the 20 minutes a day to practice.
I'm lazy and I don't have talent.
No one has talent. You got to work at it.
No, different people do have... They have aptitude.
Prove it.
Well, give me a pen and paper.
All right.
All right.
But they have aptitude,
but the whole thing is I think everyone can learn how to sing and everyone can learn how to play guitar.
I don't know
about
sing. They can learn how to play guitar.
Maybe not sing well, but you can carry a tune and things like that.
Like,
I think
like
that playing guitar is an acquired skill. I think you can acquire it.
Yeah, but people are, like you said, have a more of an aptitude to it. They take to it easier. And I
yeah, and those
I
are the ones that
I
they stick
fight
with
through it.
You wouldn't fight through it.
Here, Davey, right. Let's see if you can sing. I'll play Aqualung, and you sing the first couple of notes, okay? Are you ready?
I don't know
all
the
right.
words.
Here's Corby. What are you on here? Oh, there you are. Okay. Corby's on a Gretsch hollow body.
Go ahead.
I don't know the words.
On the park bench.
Oh, you sound just like him.
Oh, yeah.
What a beating of a song this is.
But actually, you know, like 5 or 6 years ago, I bought a Mexican Strat. And
whoa.
Hey, okay. It's a,
look, there's a lot of white people out
Hispanic
here.
Hispanic-American Strat.
A Hispanic-American Strat and a Fender amp here at this very Guitar Center.
Uh-huh. Really?
Oh, yeah.
And they have since been sold on eBay.
Oh, Dave.
So,
oh, no.
I don't have it anymore.
Hey, I'm walking out of here with a guitar today. I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get something. Don't high-five me. Don't high
me.
Don't hold your hand in the air. No.
How about Corby?
Carter. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Carter.
I see a lot that I'd like to have. I like this whole Fender room they have back here.
I've seen something this morning that I'd like to have. But
me too.
Stop talking about the ticket chick.
Exactly.
You're talking about a ticket chick.
By the way, also, I'm issuing the challenge to anyone to come in and eat 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 donuts.
Am I able to be in
well,
this?
Well, you've eaten 7.
I know.
And
we've got a dozen kolaches.
Yeah, whoever can polish off everything we have up here at the table will win $1,000.
You're
going to fund this?
You have 5 minutes.
Oh, we'll see now.
No.
What? Sorry.
What the hell just happened?
Oh, God. That's my amp.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I made a pit stop in West for the show. I picked up some kolaches for us.
Yeah, we've already established that.
No, we haven't.
What the heck?
Oh, my gosh.
Who did you sleep with in Austin, Dave?
I slept with Matt Kellum of Chomsky.
Where was Danny?
Danny slept with Glenn of Chomsky.
Boy, it was just wife swapping down there.
Yeah. Well, Glenn was with his girlfriend, and Danny was on the fold-out couch.
Danny,
let me ask you this. Were you sleeping in the same bed as Matt Kellum?
Yes.
You were?
I slept in the same bed as Matt Kellum.
Gross!
It was a king.
Was it?
It was a king, and we kept to our
now
separate sides.
Who is Matt Kellum? Is he the one that counts in Chomsky?
He's the drummer.
He's the drummer.
Oh, so he doesn't count?
No. So did you...
We never
bumped into him?
We never touched.
You're sure?
Yes. We did have the...
The swords never crossed?
No. There was no chinking of the
armor.
What? Yeah. That's called Asian American of the swords.
Right. We did actually have the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles pillow buffer.
You did?
But then...
You broke that...
But no, then Danny...
Spooned the hell out of him?
No, then...
Either didn't spoon the hell out of him?
But then Danny didn't have a pillow for his full-out couch, so he had to take our pillow barrier. So we had to go without it.
Why does he need a pillow?
To lay his head on.
Yeah, but he just passes out, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't he, like, usually sleep on the dart light rail all the time?
Head passed out against the window.
Yeah, he's so blasted at 4 a.m.
How many times you vomit on yourself?
None.
None? The
no,
whole weekend?
I was good. So I have an ethical dilemma real quick that
all
I
right.
want to share with you.
Wait a minute, Dave. We have 4 minutes.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so I stop in West to get the kolaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I get out of my car, and there's this, like, 2-month-old puppy running around, no collar, just running around the parking lot.
So the question is, do you club it
stop.
Or drown it?
Yeah.
No. The question is...
I grew up quick.
The question is, do I take it home? Do I, you know, bring it with me to get it adopted? Because
yeah.
it's obviously a stray, right?
Yeah.
So I grab it, and I put it in the back of my truck, and then I go inside, and I see this guy, and he's like, hey, did you pick up that dog out there? And I said yeah, and he's... said it's a stray, and I said, I guess so. And he was like, wow, that's really good of you. And I said, yeah, thanks. You know, it's a really cute dog. I'm
and
sure I'll find
it
out.
In the bathroom and eat him?
No.
And blew his brains out?
So then I get my stuff, and...
in both ways?
What? Mm-hmm. I get my stuff, and I'm checking out, and the guy walks back up to me, and he says, hey, just wanted to let you know there's this guy walking around saying that he lost his puppy.
Homeless guy?
A homeless guy. And
to be
politically correct.
So then you had to actually go through with the hypothetical. Would you kill the homeless guy or the dog?
Right.
If the owner's a stray, then the dog is by definition a stray.
Right. But to put it politically correctly, this homeless guy was a mentally challenged African-American man. And he looked extremely...
Which part of that's the worst?
He's black.
You're going to hell.
He looked extremely sad to have lost his puppy. So I'm sitting there weighing, do I give this dog a chance at a better life? Have anybody seen my baseball? So, do I give the dog the chance at a better life, or do I give the dog back to the homeless owner?
No.
Screw you.
What would you have done?
Taken the dog home, and not while I was driving.
Did you get that, Jason?
Yes.
Okay.
So, what would you have done, Gordon? Would you have taken the dog?
I would have put the dog in the back, like you did, in your car.
Right.
Taking the homeless guy, the mentally challenged homeless guy, down to the riverbed and set him up watching the babbling brook and then start rubbing his shoulders and talking about the rabbits. That's what I would have done.
Good Lord.
What?
Well, I got about a mile down the road and the dog was crying in the back.
No.
I turned
around
and I gave the dog back to the homeless guy.
You know what? You did the right thing. Because that guy, I guarantee that's that guy's life right now,
right.
That dog.
Yeah, I went in there and I said, you know, did you lose a puppy? Somebody said you lost
a
puppy.
He has his mental illness to keep him company. He didn't need a puppy.
Yeah. That's not a friend.
Oh.
So he said, yes. And I said, what's her name? And he said, Stacy. And I said, what color is she? And he said, brown. So then I took him over to my car and I said, is this your dog? And he said, yes. And I gave
it
to him.
At that point, you clubbed him in the back of the head and pushed him in the back of your car?
I gave him the puppy, and he said, thank you, sir,
down.
And he walked off, cuddling the puppy, and walked off into
now,
the
see,
distance.
And that little puppy loves that retarded homeless guy.
Yeah. So dogs
don't discriminate.
No, they don't.
I felt like I made the right decision.
You did a good thing. That was a very wise move. Was the dog happy? Could you tell?
Seemed like it. I mean, it was well fed. It was definitely
No, I'm saying when you gave it back
always
to the
owner.
Always
eating the guy's drool?
Yeah. Licking the drool off his chin.
Was the dog happy when you gave it back to the guy?
Seems so.
All right. Well, you did the right thing. I'm proud of you, Dave.
Well,
but at least you know what? You were thinking, though, because that was a big decision.
Why didn't you adopt the homeless guy?
Yeah.
You could have crated him.
Did you give the homeless guy any money or dog food?
No.
Or a kolache? Did you tease him with a
kolache?
No, I didn't give him a kolache.
Three boxes of kolaches. You wouldn't give him one?
He was pretty fat, so he didn't need it.
He probably had diabetes. Should have given them donuts.
Well, good. I'm glad that you guys agree that I made the right decision.
Uh-oh. Homeless guy is coming in now.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay. Corby, you all right?
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. We need to take a quick break. Corby's got to change his shorts.
We need to do the gorilla story.
We're doing the gorilla story
now. And I have Southwest
Let's
quick
stop
kids.
Compounding teasers.
Dave, we'll do it later.
You could have told us that in break. 1025 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, you're listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310.
Over the past 6 years, Charity Challenge on Ice has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Dallas Stars Foundation and all the good work they do, focusing their efforts on helping the needy children of the Metroplex through teamwork, interaction, and education. Even if you don't want to attend this year's game.
Oh, a shot at the cat man as he goes by.
Buying a ticket will help support children's charities in the area. We'd like to see you at AAC on March
29th.
But if you can't stomach bad hits and high sticking, we understand.
Oh, my goodness, what a turn this thing's taking. Place in the penalty box.
Call 214-GO-STARS and buy a ticket anyway. Support the Dallas Stars Foundation. A selfless message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hold on, sorry.
And cue us.
Are we there yet? Okay, hey, Gordon Keith here for North Texas Nissan.
I have a car from there.
I said Dave. I'm talking to Dave right now.
I have a car from there.
All right, let's talk to Corby first. All kind of car you got there?
Pickup.
And you buy it?
Yep.
It was a quality pre-owned vehicle from North Texas Nissan?
Yep, low mileage. And I bought it.
Did the air blow cold?
Fresh. Yep.
Was it a sporty ride?
Yep.
Clean?
Runs like a dream.
Did you leave the shoe polish statement on the front?
They didn't have that on there.
Oh, they didn't?
They don't do that up there.
Cold AC?
Up there Yeah, it was cold.
I always loved that. I love the shoe polish. Air blows cold and there's a balloon tied to the antenna. Runs good. All right, so anyway, if you want a vehicle at North Texas Nissan, you need to go up there.
I went up there. Yeah. I've already been there.
You can't order cars online, can you?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
Anyway, they're on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit in Corinth, Texas, just north of Lake Louisville. And right now you can get a 2004 Nissan Altima V6 3.5 SE. Dave, you know what that means? It's top of the line.
Top of the line.
Top of the line for only $19,992 or $272 a month. Now, that's something you can afford. That's a top of the line Altima, Corby.
I pay cash for my car.
No one cares, Corby.
Yeah. You pay no sales tax on almost every car and truck on the lot.
So you think you should have been born with a silver spoon in your mouth so you could buy the Cowboys? Or have been smart enough or lucky enough to amass a large fortune to do the same? Well, if you are as unlucky as I am and don't have $1 billion just laying around, what's your next best choice? It's EFSports.com. Buy a franchise, draft your team, and play as close to reality as any simulation anywhere. Salary caps can kill Jerry Jones, and they can kill you too. Make a good trade and bask in the glory. Make a bad one, sink into the abyss. EFSports.com is not for the average owner. If you're average or below, don't bother. You'll sink like a stone with a rocket on its tail. But if you want to simulate owning an NFL franchise, and you have the skills to back it up, EFSports.com is your ticket to reality-based fantasy football. Check out EFSports.com.
You're listening to the Ticket Keybreak Classic.
Thank you, thank you. Craig Jr. Miller for this ridiculous comment that probably never should have been aired. And evidently this is the new song he's working on. All right, what's going on besides the Arctic Blast?
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now. I forgot how it went.
Who are you talking to?
Your part was,
who you talking to?
And then my backup singers sing,
Diarrhea Pants. I'm working on new songs for the upcoming CD.
Give me a break.
He's gone nuts.
He has. He's gone crazy.
No, I haven't.
Living alone,
the
being
job,
a hermit.
The job and the lack of love has driven him crazy.
Yep.
He has no one in his life who loves him or that he loves.
I have plenty of job and love in my life.
Driving Texas.
Classic Chevrolet. Relax, enjoy the difference.
I'm Ty Walker. Mavericks get defensive next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hi, I'm Ralph Strange.
And I'm Daryl Ray.
Razor, we're here today to tell the folks about a very unique opportunity going on right now at Telem Audio, Video, and Appliances. For 3 days, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, go pick out anything in the store and pay absolutely nothing for 12 months. A plasma HD TV?
Take it.
An LCD flat screen?
It's yours.
No money, need exchange hands.
Nice.
No down payment, no monthly payment, no interest for a year. Plus, Telem will deliver it in 4 hours or less.
And what a great time to step up to a big screen, because I think we have a little basketball contest going on.
We do.
We can't say the name of it for reasons that befuddle me, but let's just say it would be madness not to get a big screen at Telem this weekend and pay nothing for a full year.
Remember, this deal is good on everything in the store. Flat screens, plasmas,
So you're sitting there in your cubicle in front of your computer and look around and imagine. Instead of seeing miles of fabric-colored walls, imagine your new home, surrounded by trees, looking down on a beautiful lake, and imagine it all inside the Metroplex at a price you can afford. Think it's too good to be true? Think again, and then click on the Lake Ridge icon on your computer right now to find out more about the greens at Tangle Ridge. It's a new premier golf community with one-acre home site starting at just $59.99. And it's spectacular scenery with towering trees, sparkling ponds and creeks, with no cube walls anywhere to be seen. Just click on the Lake Ridge icon on the screen right now to find out more, or call 888-218-1881. It's everything you don't have at work. It's secluded, private, with the space you deserve. You can even buy now and build later at the Greens at Tangle Ridge. Just 30 minutes from Dallas, Fort Worth, or DFW. Click on the Lake Ridge icon now to find out more. 888 218-1881 or lakeridge.net.
School children in Dallas, log on to www.nochildleftbehindfoundation.org. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket Ticker!
One of the biggest holes exposed in the Dallas Mavericks this year has been the play on defense. This sticker brought to you by Yamaha Suzuki of Texas and Sonic. Last night at home against the Boston Celtics, Dallas did clamp down on D early to get out to a big lead, and they held on for a 120-104 victory. Boston did get 29 points from their center, Mark Blunt, but Don Nelson says he can live with that.
We knew that with our defensive strategy, we were going to have a hard time covering their center because we were up on everybody else, and we didn't rotate at all. We wanted to cut down their shooters, and we did a really good job.
Dirk Nowitzki leads the Mavs with 24 points. Dallas now hits the road for five games. That starts tomorrow in New Jersey versus the Nets. Dallas Stars look to move their home unbeaten streak to 17 games as they take on the St. Louis Blues this afternoon out of the AAC. Dave Tippett realizes that they will have their hands full once again.
Their team has gone through some ups and downs and seem to have it turned around right now. They're battling hard for a playoff spot, so it'll be another one of those games where there's a lot on the line for both teams.
Puck drops at the AAC at around 2 o'clock. Rangers continue their spring training schedule on Friday. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks by a score of 9-4. Brad Fulmer, 2-for-4 with 3 RBI in the win for Texas. They will be back in action this afternoon. They take on the Chicago White Sox. That is your Ticket Ticker, a service of Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil, specially formulated to clean and protect engines driven over 75,000 miles. Add more life to your car with Haviland High Mileage Protection Motor Oil. Our next ticker at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Who's going to pitch? Who's playing short? Who's the guy with the other guy drinking the Ranger Red Kool-Aid? Rhymes and Hammer, live from Surprise, Arizona, beginning Monday at 3 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:33 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Rant, and we are live from the Guitar Center off of Central in Caruth Haven. We are promoting the Giant Guitar Show, which takes place April the 17th. And we're also choosing the winner to play the national anthem at the Charity Challenge on Ice on March 29th. Is that the date, March 29th?
Yeah, a week from Monday.
God. So that's going to be coming up at 11. We're going to see which one of these six guys is the better guitar player. Hey, Gordon, we're on the air. Lindsay, tell Gordon we're on the air.
Tell him to quit shopping.
And I'm Gordon King.
Do you want to do the show?
Idiot. So, everybody come out, check out all the deals they have out here at Guitar Center, which they have millions going on right now.
Gordon Keith back broadcasting with you. Guitar Center, Caruth Haven, I-75, here on this Saturday morning. How are you, people? All right, we're having a big contest today. We're having our national anthem finals.
We've touched on all this.
I'm sorry. You please go ahead.
It's time to tell the story.
Dave's testing
horrifying
the base there.
Story.
He's got an Ibanez bass.
Of the gorilla at the Dallas Zoo. Now, I missed this because I was on vacation. And I've only heard bits and pieces of what happened. And I'm still not sure what happened.
See, same here. I'm not fully, I didn't have a chance.
I thought you were doing the show on Friday.
Yeah, I reported on it, but I didn't have a chance to read the full story.
Did you not read the paper on Friday morning?
Who is paper? So when was this, on Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday afternoon.
So like at 4:45 in the afternoon, this gorilla escapes its enclosure and I think attacks two adults and one kid.
Yeah, two women and a child.
Now, what do they mean by attack? First off, I hear the thing scaled a 16-foot wall, which they thought was unscalable.
This is like a 13-year-old...
Like a flat wall.
This is a 13-year-old male gorilla, right?
Right.
300 pounds.
So he escapes and he attacks these two women and this kid, and I think it like they don't mean just knocking them down.
No,
like they had bites and scratches.
Right. I read that
they could have killed him if they wanted
to.
Obviously.
It threw one of the women against the wall, and then there were a bunch of bite marks on the child.
Spun her around.
And that kid's pretty good on drums. That's like a 4-year-old kid playing back there.
That's great. We're in the middle of a story.
All right. So the gorilla. And one of the women was kind of heavy set, too.
I didn't read that.
So the gorilla kind of...
You're judging her?
No, I'm just saying he picked on someone his own size.
The gorilla was trying to mate?
So it was no big deal? She shouldn't have been pissed, but the kid who was, you know, 50 pounds should have been married.
No, these are all victims, and it's all sad, Corby. Just let me go on with the story.
Go ahead.
So, so the gorilla has escaped, has attacked the three people. Zoo officials, you know, are trying to tranquilize the thing.
Why didn't they? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't think the tranquilizer worked or something like that.
Did they shoot it?
So then the cops come out, and the cops just blow it away.
Well, they said that the gorilla charged the cops.
Of course, the cops always say that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Anytime they blow someone away.
Hey, it's running at me.
I heard one cop claim that the gorilla pulled a pistol first. And so that's why he had to shoot.
I heard a hair dryer and
turned out to be a banana.
I heard they claimed
it was this yellow pistol.
I heard that they claimed the gorilla fell on the broom handle.
What?
He's referencing
a story from New York.
Horrible, horrible story. So the kid, how old was the kid?
I think like two or three, like a small child.
Oh, a toddler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how freaked out
that
kid
would
be?
Giant 300-pound gorilla just working you over?
I don't know about that. But are the zoo...
So when I first heard this, I thought it was, they said 500-pound gorilla, and I thought Dale Hansen is a fan. It's 10:38 here on Sports Radio 13.
I got a high five.
We're not going to break.
Oh, sorry. Look at that. Taylor Jumbo 12-string.
Well, so animal activists are freaking out right now.
Because the cops killed them? Because the cops killed the gorilla?
Yes.
Why? The gorilla attacked people.
I know. I realize that. And who do you think that...
You're a big PETA guy, so what are you saying about it?
Well, my wife was freaking out. She was like, oh, that poor gorilla.
Are you going to stop wearing gorilla skin?
Tell your wife to be more concerned about human beings than animals.
She was. She was worried about the kid, not the big cat.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, who cares?
Shit, her life is already over.
As long as human beings are animal-like, then we can have sympathy for them.
Right.
Jeez. As long as they're real innocent.
But she brought up a good point. This gorilla, I'm sure, was raised in the zoo and doesn't know much better, but are zoos... Are they ethical? I mean, is that...
Yeah, zoos do more good than they do harm.
They are held to a very high standard in this country. I mean... Maybe elsewhere in other countries, zoos probably have sketchy animal ethics, but...
Like the gorilla cage at the San... I've never even been to the Dallas Zoo. I've been to the Fort Worth Zoo a million times, and I went to the San Diego Zoo last year. And the gorilla section is unbelievable in San Diego. I mean, you wouldn't believe all the room they have and waterfalls.
Remember the picture I took from the gorilla enclosure at the San Diego Zoo?
No.
Just one of them handling up on itself or something?
No, it was...
Eating its own fill?
No, but it was... laying filth on the ground.
And you, that,
oh, that's
what
right.
You wanted to remember.
He took a picture of it.
Yes.
I don't know that the gorilla is struggling.
I saw a gorilla at the zoo do the Tarzan beat on the chest.
Yeah, they show off when people
great.
Are watching.
It was so cool. I mean, I think they have a really good life. I think. But compared to gorillas in the myth, high-fiving on that one.
No. See, I think that gorillas in zoos have a better life than they do out in the wild.
Why?
Everything's provided for them out in the wild. They'll get killed by other gorillas, get killed by poachers. They have to find food all the time. That beats them down.
They don't have as much room to wander, but they have everything provided for them. I think it's a good trade for them.
And because they are in a zoo, kids go and see them. They get educated on the animals.
They get famous.
Yeah, they get famous.
Like Coco.
Gorillas do more good in captivity than they do in the wild.
They learn sign language. They adopt kittens.
That's only one gorilla. That's Coco. That's only one.
I thought all gorillas
did
that.
They don't all adopt...
What?
Anyway, go ahead.
The one thing that I'm jealous of about gorillas over humans is I wish that we would adopt their practice of picking weevils out of hair and eating them. Like, what if I was just sitting here just kind of fondling Gordon's hair
that's
and picking
gross.
Little bugs out and gnawing on them during the show.
But
I think that's very affectionate.
But
very...
I don't know about you. I don't have bugs in my hair.
Yeah, you do. You're in an orphanage.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
That's why you wear a hat.
That's what they make rids for.
To hide your rid.
Is that what y'all slept in the orphanage?
Yeah.
Big bed of rid?
They dusted our sheets with ribs.
Did you ever guys what? I don't. That was a terrible starting.
All right, call me. We're at Guitar Center at I-75 Caruth Haven. We're talking up the guitar show. Are we ever going to talk guitar show?
I'm not finished with the monkey story.
All right.
It's a gorilla, not a monkey.
So I think it was wrong that they killed the thing. They should have tranked it or maced it.
Well, but I think that they tried all that and they exhausted those options.
Did they? You haven't even read the story. And you've been on the radio the last 2 days.
Right. I haven't had time to read the story. I've been on the radio the whole time.
You're the most half-assed reporter ever.
When's the funeral?
For what?
For the gorilla.
I don't know, but I'm going.
Is it open casket?
I don't think it'll be
very
good.
Did they shoot him in the face? Are they going to have to restore his face?
Notify gorilla's next of kin?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm supposed to do that.
Oh.
Got a note here.
Did you guys, when you were in, like, elementary school, have the nurse come and check for lice?
Uh-huh.
Like, root through your hair and look for bugs? And then they would pull the kid out of class, like, oh, you're coming with me. And that poor kid who had lice had to leave in front of everyone. And
yeah,
then from then on
the
out,
poor kid.
He was the lice kid.
It was the poor kid.
Was it?
Yeah.
I was always petrified that I'd be that kid.
All right, wait, why do kids get lice?
Why don't adults get it?
Yeah, I mean.
They do. They do. Like
poor people.
Kids.
Like the homeless guy that Davey ran into probably had lice.
What'd you say, Jason?
Kids get it from other kids.
Right, but why don't adults get it from other adults?
Well, because
we're in just as much close proximity with people as
yeah,
kids
but, I mean,
are.
I know how you are. You don't hang out with poor people. I know you know your MO in life, and that's one of them. But
well, let me know when God loves them enough to make them rich.
But kids don't have that choice. They're going
it's
to school.
It's what Davey told me earlier today. That was in quotes, see?
But kids don't have that option. They're going to hang around with the poor kids and be in class with them and eat Weevil's.
Well,
and
that's the parents' fault for putting their kid in a school with other poor kids. You gotta put your kid in private school.
Right away?
Yeah.
So are private schools lice-proof? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That is what I'm saying. You're guaranteed not to get lice if you pay $10,000 a year to put your kid in a private school.
Well, there's the monkey story.
All right.
That's it?
Well, I thought you had a lot more.
That was a good one.
I mean, I was coming to you.
You're the news in the news guy.
Yeah, as a story.
Barely.
And here you are. I think the gorilla weighed 800 pounds, and I thought it was a big lady, but I'm not sure. And were there two people or one?
Yeah, I didn't have a country accent.
Did the gorilla
though,
climb a wall? How'd that gorilla get out? I don't know. I mean, I've just been here doing radio the last 2 days.
I'm not Ken Bethay, okay? I don't talk like his country accent.
Idiot. I love our ticket chick.
Why do you say that about Ken?
You.
All right, it's 10:44 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket coming up next. We start our big national anthem
challenge.
What
about my South by Southwest story?
Nobody cares.
NASCAR.
For the love of God.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah, don't do it.
Are we in break?
Yes, I believe we are.
The highly touted Drew Henson is a Cowboy.
Are they just trying everything they can to get the next Troy Aikman?
You know what you got to love about the Cowboys? They've got some big privates. They'll get after it.
The Cowboys are making a habit of signing baseball players turned quarterbacks.
We're all going to look back on this and like, oh, and they got this guy for a third-round draft pick.
If there's a team out there that's in a position to put together a big-money deal, it's the Cowboys.
Breaking Cowboys.
Hey, P1's Dan McDowell here to tell you about the greatness that is ESports.com online fantasy football league. If you're like me, you've played in one or several fantasy leagues in the past, then you can appreciate the weaknesses of your run-of-the-mill fantasy league. Wins can be random and luck is just as important as skill. That's where ESports.com comes into play. This is the most sophisticated fantasy football league out there, bar none. You're not a manager, you actually own an entire franchise. You draft your entire roster. Everyone counts. Designate a player as a franchise player. Build your own dynasty. Quit messing around with the spare leagues. Get into esports.com. Sign up now. Enter your promotion code of P1 and get a $5 discount and a ticket t-shirt. Get your buddies together today and log on to esports.com. Hurry, a limited number of team owners are allowed. So sign up today at esports.com.
It's the Ticket's E-Break Classics.
I protest. Thank God we get to listen to this again. I don't accept it the same way Marlon Brando didn't accept his Oscar. I send an Indian in my place to accept it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
And they actually quoted Sergei Fedorov's mother as saying it was a beautiful ceremony and she was happy to have Anna as her daughter-in-law.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
A misquote or something.
Makeup?
Wrong there. Yeah.
Well, it's the same paper that last year reported she was engaged to Pavel Bure.
Poop.
Put her on all fours and marry her.
What? Also,
do you know we're on the air?
Also, in sexually active tennis news,
don't laugh, Rich.
Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf revealed.
There you go. Gordo's fifth win. Your fifth win. Now you're in fifth place.
Yep.
In the emergency break of the week. As you move up the charts. Congratulations.
There it is. Every Sunday, you open the paper and you see an ad for laser vision correction at an unbelievable price. Too good to be true? Well, in some cases, yes. Let's say you have a surgeon with little experience. To gain that experience, he needs patients, therefore offers a low, low price. Don't be someone's guinea pig. Call on proven experience. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, 214-328-0444. Dr. William Booth has performed almost 50,000 successful LASIK procedures and is one of the most experienced Intralase surgeons in the world. Combine Dr. Booth's experience with the improved safety and precision of Intralase, that's LASIK without the blade, and the improved results and accuracy of the Wavefront guided treatments, and you've got first-class vision correction. Now that's hard to beat at any price. Call 214-328-0444 today to schedule your free screening. Great vision with a 20/20 guarantee or it's free. That's at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, 214-328-0444.
Approval, SBC Local Phone Service and Combined Bill. Prices, packages, and programming are subject to change without notice. All equipment is leased. Prices assume continuous DVR to phone line connection.
I'm Ty Walker. Better news at home for the Mavericks next on the Ticket Ticker.
She's a beauty, isn't she? You look like nice people, so here's what I'm going to do. Give me $500 down today, right now, no questions asked. Sign here, bleed here, and another 25% from your trade-in right off the top. Less tax, I have a license, and a small upcharge for bleeding. We split the price on undercoat. I give you intermittent steering. And thanks for a dealer's best interest financing, your payment, less state fees, stock fees, and both my daughter's school fees, plus our automatic hidden cost insurance. Trust me, you're going to want that hidden cost insurance. We'll be providing
you... Excuse me, sir. Would you care for a Corona?
Let me go ask my manager. It's the deal. You know what, folks? Forget this heap. What you need is a dune buggy. With a line-scented air freshener and 0% frustration until 2006, just drive it down to some island nation or perhaps some business nation and take advantage of dealer extras like reclining chairs, sunroofs, and hair-extended warranties. Fashion a hut from your free floor mats, throw some shrimp in the custom grill, and park yourself in front of a few icy rivers.
Look west, and what do you see? Pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob, the accounting guy. Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from a new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch, but these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to silverlakesranch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department. And along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
Cash flow to loans available to current owners of 0103 model year Kia. Offer is 33104. Pre-scheduled maintenance offer is non-transferable. See Kia .com for details.
The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Mavericks wrapped up their two-game homestand last night against the Boston Celtics. Dirk scores 24 points, grabs 7 rebounds, and has 5 assists to lead Dallas over Boston 120-104. Mavs have won 3 of the last 4, improved to 30-5 at the AAC this season. They will return to action tomorrow. They play the Nets up in New Jersey. Some breaking news now regarding your Dallas Stars. Norm Hitchkiss joins us to fill us in. Norm, what's up?
Thank you, Ty. The Stars defenseman Teppo Numminen, who along with Richard Mastrchuk formed the number one defensive pairing, that is, they would play against the other team's top line, the season and the career of Teppo Numminen over. Teppo Numminen is suffering from aortic dissection. That is the same thing that killed John Ritter, the actor. During Thursday night's game, he cleared the puck, and teammates heard him scream. He went back to the bench, did not play the rest of the game, and has been diagnosed with aortic dissection. Teppo Numminen finished as a hockey player.
Thanks, Norm. We appreciate that. And later this afternoon, the rest of the Dallas Stars will be squaring off with the St. Louis Blues out at the American Airlines Center. That is the Ticket Ticker, our next ticker at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, where we realize that the only difference between a Harley and a Hoover is the position of the dirt bag.
10:53 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You listen to The Rant live and on location at the Guitar Center on Carruth Haven and I-75 in Dallas. We're getting you ready for the 27th annual Dallas Guitar Show and Music Fest. We're about to start our big national anthem challenge. We have 6 contestants that are going to play the national anthem on guitar, and we have to judge who is going to play the national anthem for our charity challenge on ice.
Who's coming up first? My South by Southwest quick hit.
No, we're not doing that right now, David. No. Got to keep the show on track here. Now, a few things that we are going to touch on before we get to the national anthem. Number one, you heard Norm Hitchkiss break a pretty interesting hockey story that Teppo Numminen
has John Ritter disease.
Yes, he has that aortic dissection.
So is that what it's going to be known as, kind of like Lou Gehrig's disease now, is John Ritter syndrome?
I doubt it, but I think it'll always be associated
JRS?
With him because
like ALS?
He's the most famous guy we know who's had it.
Not anymore.
What, he's not famous? John Ritter's
Teppo Numminen is just as famous.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't
think
so.
That's pretty sad. So, Dave, you're the hockey expert. How bad is this for the Stars?
As far as the show goes, yes.
How bad is this for the Stars?
It's pretty bad. But the fact that they were able to pick up, what's his freak?
You're the Stars guy.
Yeah.
Not what's his freak. You got a name.
Chris Therrien, yeah, from the Flyers. The fact that they were able to pick him up is good. But they will, I guess John Erskine's done for the year, too, so they're getting a little thin on defense.
Yeah, but this guy's not done for the year. He's done
for
his whole hockey career.
Yeah.
Now, is this curable? I mean, if they would have caught John Ritter's...
You know,
beforehand.
I don't know. I think they have to do... There's some sort of surgery they have to do with it.
Like a pig valve or something?
You know what this is? It's like one of your main arteries. What happens is part of the lining kind of peels off a little bit inside the artery, and blood starts going back behind it. So, in other words, it starts ballooning out the wall of the artery, and what happened with John Ritter is it fills up with blood enough. It's like a big blood packet.
I hear it's a horrible way to go.
Yeah, and
very
it explodes,
painful.
And blood just fills up your chest, and you just bleed to death internally.
Well, thank God that gorilla was killed, so now Teppo maybe can have that gorilla's heart and play again.
I don't think
force of a mean gorilla.
I don't think they put gorilla hearts in humans.
Since when?
Since when do they not do it?
Yeah.
Huh.
I've heard of baboon hearts, but not gorilla hearts.
All right, so that. Thank you for Norm Mitchell's coming on here and breaking that story. No idea why Norm had to break it.
He knew it was bad news immediately by his tone. I mean...
I hate to break it.
Yeah. You knew it was going to be bad. A couple other things before
we get
ready for the competition.
That is sad.
There's a 3-year-old kid over here playing drums. It's incredible.
I know.
The drumming that you hear in the background is a 3-year-old boy. And he can do a drum roll. He can play with rhythm and everything. The only thing he can't do is a kick drum because he's not big enough.
If he's 3 years old, how did he play on the War album? That came out in like 84.
He can't even speak. And he can play drums.
He can speak. I think he has the ability to speak.
Well, I mean,
but he just
not well.
To his music.
I speak through my drums.
And I think I
give
found
my damn sippy cup.
They've got a Hofner bass over here like McCartney used to play. What's the price on that? $3,500?
$3,500
bucks.
Listen to him.
That's
him.
Don't pollute the air.
This is why I long for the days of doing a show by myself again. There are 50 people doing a show by themselves on this show right now.
No, I was talking about the board op, playing the...
I know it, but everyone's got to be doing their own thing and interrupting.
Well,
and doing...
you know what?
No, we'll do this segment now.
Go.
Huh?
Oh, goody.
So the last 2 days I was at South by Southwest.
Okay. Go ahead, tell it.
I'm kidding.
You can. Go ahead. I know you want to, but just tell it.
So this kid, he's 3 years old. He's really good.
All right, let's get the contest going. It's almost 11 o'clock. So let's get the first contestant up here, and I think we're going to go in order. Todd Marquardt. Well, it says Quat here. Where's Todd Marquardt? Is this you?
Now, are we ready for this? We've got the mic set up for him to talk and the mic set up for him to play, correct?
No, not exactly, but we're working on that now.
Okay.
Todd looks to be somewhere between 25 and 50. He's inning up top, losing his hair a little bit. No
hey, he
deal,
looks
though.
Better than a lot of the burnouts around here, though.
Now,
explain what this contest is, Corby.
Well, I don't know exactly. All I know is that whoever plays the best guitar licks is going to actually play the national anthem at the Charity Challenge.
I believe they will be playing the national anthem today.
Oh, they are? I thought they got to play a song of their choice.
No, I think they're playing the national anthem.
They are.
National anthem, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, do we have to stand up and take our hats off every time they play?
No, this is not. These aren't real. This is not real national anthem.
So you don't care about
they
our,
don't count.
Our country songs?
No, I'm saying that this national anthem doesn't.
I don't know
count.
About you, but I'm going to put my hand over my heart.
And is it really a true national anthem when you're shredding it?
No. And by the way, a Stratocaster should never have one of those big old stacked humbuckers on the back and be sounding like that. Okay.
Okay.
Put the mic up
to
his mouth.
All right. Todd Mark Squat.
Okay,
Marquardt. Okay, the mic. Are you on now?
Okay, talk.
Talk. Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
And how old are you?
33.
33, and what do you do for a living?
I repair just about everything in this store.
Oh, so you work here?
No, I don't work here. I work for a shop that repairs audio gear.
So let's have your music resume. Are you any bands currently or any failed bands in the past?
Oh, many failed bands.
Yeah.
Did you ever think at one point in your life that you were going to make it big? This is the band.
But doesn't everybody, yeah. Every band is going
to. So what was the band that was closest to making it big?
Oh, hell, we're not close at all.
Oh, my goodness.
Right now we've got a band called the Nosmo Kings. We're just
playing
around.
Everyone please pray for Todd. He's not doing well. Okay, now, can you work on all kinds of audio gear, or do you specialize in something in particular?
Well, mainly guitar amps and power amps and mixers.
Okay, so if I had a Princeton Reverb that needed to be reworked, you could do that?
All right, talk off the air.
All right, I will talk to you off the air. Good job.
I'm
all
right for you.
Now, Todd, I guess we're ready to hear you play. You're going to play the national anthem for us.
Yes, I am.
And detail some of the gear you're using for us today.
Well, this
got
is
the old Line 6.
Line 6 HD-147.
Okay, and
it's
you're playing a Strat.
Playing a Strat.
All right, y'all ready?
Go, Todd, go!
Here's Todd Marquardt. Veterans rolling over in their graves. Thank you.
deal.
Todd Marquardt.
Well, Todd, that was very good.
Well, thank you very much.
You're nice.
Extremely technical.
And I enjoyed the bridge, the hardline bridge.
Really technical. I thought it had some feel.
I tried to incorporate something from the bridge.
That was well done.
I'm not saying that it was without emotion. I'm just saying he's
and
very
I like
the
way that he was into it, and his eyes were rolling back in his head.
Yeah, and the pelvic thrust.
Shot heroin, you know.
I forgot the lighter fluid. Didn't light the car.
Okay. That's all right.
They would have loved that here. Okay, is that your own guitar?
Yes, it is.
Okay, God bless you. There you go. There's Todd. Boy, he set a high mark to
Yeah, we're doing well so far.
Our next contestant is Mark Deering.
Where's Mark?
Of the Metroplex.
This fat guy, he can play guitar?
He looks like Jub-Jub resting it on his belly.
Yeah, what the heck is this? You know what he looks like? He looks like a guy who tried out for center for A&M or something and didn't make it. He's too small.
Turned a guitar for...
Yeah, for comfort. All right, he's going with a Marshall.
Yeah, he's switching amps.
He's going with a Marshall.
Now, very controversial.
He's also using a Strat. Let's see. I don't know if this is his own guitar. We'll try to talk to him as soon as Eric gets the mind to put the mic in front of his face.
Oh, he's got his own cord now.
Wait, why is
he's got an effects pedal?
Oh, he's got a volume pedal here. Okay. All right, here he goes. It's a wah.
All right.
I'm going to
change it up a little bit.
Nothing like turning the Star Spangled Banner into a porn soundtrack. All right, let's talk to him here, Eric. What kind of guitar are you using there, sir?
Hello.
All right, let's go ahead and...
Hello, testing.
Go ahead.
It's a Mexican Strat.
Mexican Strat?
I own a Mexican Strat.
Did you buy it from me on eBay?
Yeah. I think the guitar's a little high for it. I mean, I don't know.
Is that your own guitar?
Yeah.
How old are you, Mark?
31.
And that's the only guitar that you own?
No.
Why did you choose a Mexican Strat over an American?
Because they're cheaper.
Cheaper, yeah.
They're like what? Like $200 or $300
of the Mexican labor and gets the cost way down.
See, I have a Jap Strat. Is that bad?
No, it's not wrong with that.
Okay.
I'm sure you can say that.
You can't say that?
Don't think so.
All right.
Chinaman Strat.
Oh, sir. Sir. All right. Let's play the Star Spangled Banner here with Mark Deering. Mark, how long have you been playing?
A week.
I don't know, 15, 16 years.
Are you in bands and stuff?
Yeah.
Right now?
Aren't you a little heavy to be in bands?
I'm Riley. Well, hey, you know, we play the fat clubs, you know.
You play the fat
yeah.
clubs.
I'm skinny for my band, actually. No, my band is a bunch of thin guys.
Uh-huh.
So do you get the chubby chasers? There's some girls, chubby chasers, that come into your club?
He's not that fat. What are you guys saying? He's 800 pounds.
Yeah, but I will go on a diet after this show. This is really killing my...
Okay, here we go. Are you ready? With your own rendition, you also are using the Line 6. Do you want that much distortion on it? Is that what you're going for? Okay. All right, he's going with the next pickup, too. Here he is.
Mark Gary.
What do you mean for a minute? Yeah. I don't think you ever had it.
Yeah.
All right, that is Mark Deering. Look at the big monkey hands he has.
I know.
All right, that was Mark. Really bringing the crowd down here a little bit. It's 11:06 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket coming up next, Todd Frizzell and David Fitzwilliam. What a made-up last name that is. Well, wow us with their guitar prowess.
What about the guitar?
I don't know. That's not Earl Harvin, is it? I think every guy's Earl Harbin now. Okay, it's 11:06 on the ticket.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. The 6th Annual Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket One Club Tournament. April 10th at Westridge Golf Course in McKinney. Play 18 holes with just one club.
Cruise Coke, don't choke, it has to go. You don't need all those fancy clubs. One day, one course, P1, one club. Look home and dumb and dick shit and it ain't changed.
$99 gets you golf, breakfast and lunch, a cart and free t-shirt. And it all benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters. Register now at theticket.com.
Theticket.com.
Sports rate.
Hey, Tickethead, Dan McDowell here to talk about the greatness of EFSports.com. If you're like me and you love fantasy football, but you wish there was something more in your league, another level, maybe, then look no further. You want EFSports.com. This fantasy league is not for the weak. If you're a guy that really knows just a few players in the league, then you're probably best suited for a different fantasy league. But if you know your stuff and you want to show the rest of the nation that you're the best owner in football, come to EFSports.com. Full 53-man roster where every position counts. Salary caps, free agency, an active waiver wire, practice squad, dynasties. This league is the most intense fantasy football league out there, period. If it sounds overwhelming, don't let it scare you. The interface on EFSports.com is extremely easy to manage and it runs itself. Just log on and see how easy it can be to own your own franchise. Now is the time to sign up and get a draft started. The Premium League, which is what you want, has 16 teams. Get your buddies or coworkers together and sign up for this thing. EFSports.com, the next level of fantasy football, EFSports.com.
Because at Miller, we believe there's good enough and there's better than it has to be. Miller. Good call. Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
Over the past 6 years, Charity Challenge on Ice has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Dallas Stars Foundation and all the good work they do, focusing their efforts on helping the needy children of the Metroplex through teamwork, interaction, and education. Even if you don't want to attend this year's game.
Oh, right, a shot at the cat man as he goes by.
Buying a ticket will help support children's charities in the area. We'd like to see you at AAC on March
29th.
But if you can't stomach bad hits and high sticking, we understand.
Oh, my goodness, what a turn this thing has taken. Well, he's in the penalty box.
Call 214 Go Stars and buy a ticket anyway. Support the Dallas Stars Foundation. A selfless message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
Don Nelson not very happy after his Mavericks got beat earlier this week by the Atlanta Hawks. This ticker brought to you by Texas Land and Cattle and Innovative Plumbing Services. On Friday, Dallas took out their frustration on the Boston Celtics as they beat up on Boston. 120-104 out at the American Airlines Center. Nelly, much happier with this latest effort.
Well, evidently, they got the message, or they read the papers or something. This is the way that I envision us playing, but not just one game. This really doesn't mean anything if we don't continue it on.
Mavs had six players in double figures last night, led by Dirk Nowitzki's 24 points. Dallas will be back in action tomorrow afternoon. They travel to New Jersey to take on the Nets. Stars return to the double AC ice later today. They'll take on the St. Louis Blues. Marty Turco says St. Louis comes in very hungry.
We've always had some great battles with these guys. They're a pretty talented team, and right now their backs are against the wall, on the border of making the playoffs or not.
Stars Blues starts at 2. You can watch that game on Channel 8. And the NCAA tournament continues later today with second round action. It'll be Texas Tech taking on top seed St. Joseph's, and Texas will play North Carolina. That is the Ticket Ticker. Our next ticker at 11:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Who do you want to see on the ice at D&M Leasing Charity Challenge on Ice 7? The Stars or the Spares? Vote today at theticket.com for each team's starting five players. From Remy King Insurance and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
11:11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. That's my favorite guitarist of all time still, Jimi Hendrix.
Gee, what's going on a limb? I mean, if I had to pick one guy that I think is a really good guitar player, I'm going to pick Jimi Hendrix.
He wasn't the best. He was great.
Why do you keep talking like that?
Because I love you. All right, we're in the middle of our National Anthem Finalist Competition. Six guys who are trying to win the big prize, which, by the way, also includes this Olympia guitar that's over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, nice.
That's an acoustic electric guitar.
That's pretty.
Very pretty. Also, they will get the honor of playing the Star Spangled Banner at the Charity Challenge on Ice, which comes up...
A week from Monday. Now, when they perform, are they going to wheel out a Marshall stack like that on the ice or what?
Yeah.
They are?
They'll have an amp. Yeah, they'll have to have an amp, yeah.
Wow,
I don't know
awesome.
If it's a Marshall stack. But now this guy, this is interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Todd Frizzell.
Yeah, okay. Now, Todd, you're having a really hard time giving it up, aren't you?
Yeah, look, Todd's got this ridiculously Frizzell-y hair. It's very frizzy.
It's almost like you can't decide if you want to do dreads or not.
Yeah. A shower would take care of that.
And also, he's got kind of the billy goat beard.
Yeah.
And, you're still in bands, right?
Nice to meet you guys, man.
Hey, how are you?
Are you in bands?
Yeah, I play music. I play a band called The Village Idiots.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah. I never heard you guys because I never go out of my house.
Where do you guys play?
We play all over... like all over Dallas, we play the West End.
Cry Street.
Like in the
play Cry Street.
Did you play?
Beg for money.
Did you play last night?
Yeah, I played last night.
And how much you drink last night?
Not that much.
You look hungover. Your eyes are bloodshot as all get out.
I'm not used to waking up before noon.
Oh, my goodness.
Where was last night's gig?
Sneaky Pete's. Okay. We're there tonight, too.
Yeah.
Now, what are you playing? Is that an SG or something like that?
Gibson.
Okay, he's got a Gibson SG, and he's going to the Marshall. He went a different route than the other two guys. He's going with the Marshall stack. And you're going to be playing a little bit cleaner sound, or?
Yeah, it's going to be more like what it should be. Well, I mean,
ooh,
what I
interesting.
Oh,
okay.
I mean,
no,
I mean,
he's talking trash already, people.
No, I mean it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now this is Todd Frizzell, and he's our third.
Now, do you play guitar
here? No, Corby, that's a bad question.
Oh,
bad question. Okay, Todd, take it away.
Really hate your country.
Oh, now come on.
What?
I thought that was great.
That was very Eddie Van Halen eruption-y.
A little eruption, a little droning happening there. That's good.
Thank you. That's good work, man.
All right.
We'll take a bong hit and go back to bed.
Yeah, he looks like he's already done the first part of that. But look at that mane he's got hanging off his
Wow.
Head.
That's amazing.
He's crazy looking.
Why,
Corby?
I don't know.
Bong. You know, and he looks like Satan's girl Friday. He's got kind of a satanic look. I think that would look good at Charity Challenge on Ice.
I'm so scared, David.
All right, is David Fitzwilliam here? Oh, here's David.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mike. The guy in the Jeff Beck T-shirt.
Yeah. Now, he's the elder statesman here.
Who?
Of all the elder statesman.
How old are you guys?
How old are you?
42.
All right, he's got the gray hair.
Talk about not being able to give it up.
Oh, now, come on.
Wait, what? The guy alone.
Hey, why can't you allow people to be musicians for their whole lives?
What? You say it and it's fine. I say it and I'm...
When did I ever say
I'm
it?
I'm a jerk.
When did I ever say that? Oh, hello. Okay, he's going with the Line 6, too. Now, what kind of guitar are you playing there?
Maurice Smith.
Oh, my gosh.
Paul Reed Smith. Now,
look at the inlays on that. They're birds or something,
like
aren't they?
Carlos Santana, the guy from Rush, plays it. It's pretty
very pretty.
How expensive, how expensive is that guitar?
About $2,500.
Uh-huh.
Now, are you in bands?
Right now I'm looking for a drummer. The drummer's out there.
Oh, there's a three-year-old.
There's a three-year-old. Yeah, who's looking
that guy's pretty good. That guy's pretty good. It's good.
All right.
He needs somebody to work the kick drum for him.
Now, what bands have you been in locally that we may know of?
Foggy Jar, Slight Return, and let's see what else.
Well, you've been in some big ones.
Yeah.
You never heard of them, trust me.
Now, Slight Return, that had a very poor comeback, didn't they?
Well, no, Slight Return, every time Stevie Ray Vaughan played any of the Hendrix and stuff, he would always put Slight Return next to it, and that's where that comes from. That's where I get the name from.
Right,
so.
Right. Okay. All right, now you ready to give it a shot here? This is David Fitzwilliam. What kind of last name is Fitzwilliam?
Very Irish.
Good day, mate.
Are you Irish?
Oh, yeah.
Do you drink?
Definitely, yeah. I'm still trying to get up from St. Paddy's Day. So.
Oh, my goodness. Good All right, well, let's hear your version of the Star Spangled Banner.
It would seem that your new band would also require a guitar player.
Oh.
All right. coming up next, we have...
thanks, guys.
We have Trey LaRoe. Where's Trey?
Trey LaRoe, country legend.
Boy, look
Boy,
at
he does
look
like a
country
legend.
Oh, sorry. Boy, what pedal you got there?
The Univibe.
Oh, Univibe. Okay. That, boy, he's got the kind of starched pants. He's
Are those Wranglers?
I can't tell. Is he?
There's a Wranglers.
He's Absolutely. Wearing boots, too. So, wait, now I'm kind of excited about this, because I was thinking while David Fitzwilliam was beating us to death with his version, I was thinking, you know, I wish someone would come up here with kind of a, like a Chet Atkins version.
Right.
You know, with some real picking involved.
Not going to be me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're,
well, okay.
You're
going
to shred as a country guy?
He's not wearing boots. He's going to be Chet Atkins.
Who? Chet Atkins? I'm on the Chet Atkins diet, by the way. All right, now he's playing just a... Look at this. This is just a regular old Strat. Oh, no, he's got the humbucker on the back.
Right.
Damn it.
This is the Seymour Duncan Hot Rails in the back.
Yeah.
Now, are you a country music fan?
I'm a fan of good music.
Are
why,
you?
Why are you dressed the way you are? Are you into country music, or are you a Baptist minister?
No, I'm... country music is good.
Okay.
I like rock and roll, too.
You do?
So,
yeah. Who's your favorite rock band?
I like Eric Johnson.
Okay.
From Austin.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he's a good shirt.
Sure.
Of course, we have a world-class music talent right here in the Metroplex, Andy Timmons.
Andy Timmons.
Why didn't he enter?
I don't know. He beats me to death because he's always just around. Anyway, okay. So you're going to do kind of an Eric Johnson-y kind of thing, maybe?
A Trey LaRoe version.
Ah.
Okay. Trey LaRoe. Here he is. Been playing guitar for 2 years. Thank you. looking at it. That's all.
Keep winking at Corby.
There's your check, Captain.
Uh-oh. Oh. Oh, a little harmonic there.
Very good, stranger.
He was definitely the most rock and roll expressive of our contestants.
Yeah, he was
so
looking at us.
He was doing the tongue lick. The finger in the air, the number one.
Yeah, number one.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, thank
you. And I got to hear the little Eric Johnson. You were kind of doing the, who's it that always does the octaves? Wes Montgomery, but it didn't sound so Wes Montgomery. All right, anyway, so screw you.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Adam.
We have time for one more,
yes,
and then we'll announce the winner next.
Yes, we do. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Chris Gill.
Oh, he's got his ticket stocking cap on.
Wow.
I'm already voting for him.
I'm voting for him to get a haircut. What's with the stringy hair?
Chris is our youngest contestant by far.
Is he?
I would say so.
Oh, now he's going with a Fender here. What is that? Fenders have all that junk on them now? Look at that.
Go ahead and hold the mic up to him, Eric. How old are you, Chris?
33.
No, he's not the youngest.
That young.
Way to go, dummy.
Sorry.
Now, how long have you had kind of the Kid Rock stringy hair?
Pretty much forever.
Oh, my God.
Let me see you without the stocking cap on.
He's balding. He's balding.
We need to
I hope you die.
Okay. Oh, no.
He's really balding.
Oh, Chris.
Hey, dude.
I'm sorry.
Even Michael Bolton shaved his.
Oh, thank Chris. You.
Poor Chris. All right, now Chris
good.
Is
sorry,
Chris is getting set up here with it's a Fender amp, but it's got all kinds of electronics on it. I don't know anything about that. And he's playing one of Dave's old favorites, a Charvel.
Oh, nice.
Now, have you been in metal bands in the past?
Yeah, I've been in some bands. Toast.
Now, what kind of bands are these?
They're rock bands, pretty much heavy bands.
Whoa.
What's happening?
Right now, I'm playing a Christian rock band called Rock of the Ages.
You really do play in a Christian rock band?
So is this song dedicated to God?
One person a fan of Christian rock music.
Let's hear for God.
Right on.
Were you ever in Striper?
No, I wish I was in Striper.
Are they any good?
Do they still
I haven't heard Striper.
Do they still wear the yellow and black hot pants?
I think they went to jeans now.
Oh, okay.
All right. So are you ready? Do you need more time to get ready? Or?
I'm ready.
You are?
Yep.
You know, this is scary to me. If I was a guitarist and had no time to work on my sound before I came up and played, that'd make me nervous.
Well, they're actually good.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, here. How old is that Charvel, by the way? How old is your Charvel?
87.
Wow.
87. So you got it in the,
I've had it for a long time.
The height of Charvel days. Hey, Jason, just a note. We have music going on up here. All right, here we go. This is Chris Gill.
Chris.
He's the only one that did a Christian rendition
That's
of the
true.
Star-Spangled Banner, so I think that you're going to get credit for that. You look like you're using like eights for strings. They look very light.
Oh, they're nines.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sanders.
Does that mean anything to anybody?
What are you talking about?
Well, it seems like all those guys who had, like, Charvels always put, like, the lightest strings possible so they kind of flop there.
Do the
bendy. Real loose. Do the real bendy and loosey, mm-hmm. goosey. All right, show us your hair again. Yeah! Oh, I love that.
Boy, God,
why does God hate him so much?
He's I don't know. Man. Here you are trying to support the guy, yeah. and he makes you so bald.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
I don't know.
Maybe you came to Jesus too late.
All right, it's 11:28 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. The judges will tabulate their votes, and we'll come back with the winner of our national anthem competition here at Guitar Center.
When are we at it?
I-75 in Peru, Texas.
When's the winner? Oh.
D&M Leasing Charity Challenge on Ice, 7. The worst hockey game since Charity Challenge on Ice, 6.
There's some dirty play going on in the ice. This is a different kind of hockey than we've seen in other charity challenges, Brian. Yes, it is.
Teams of dynasty and teams of destiny in an all-out world.
Terminator falls down. Big Captain Pike got a little bit of revenge. Think we're going to have a penalty here, too.
D&M Leasing Charity Challenge on Ice, 7. March 29th at AAC. Brought to you by Remy King Insurance. Get your tickets now by calling 214-GO-STAR.
Hey, P1, Dan McDowell here. If you're like me, you always wondered what it would be like to actually run the Cowboys or another NFL team. Would you have really drafted Quincy? What about the Larry Allen contract? What would you be doing differently if the Cowboys were yours? Well, believe it or not, now is your chance to show the rest of the football world how smart you are with EFSports.com. This is the most realistic fantasy football site on the planet, bar none. You're not just the coach, you're the general manager and the owner. Buy a franchise, draft your team, and play as close to reality as any simulation anywhere. Watch the salary cap as you draft all 53 players to make up your squad. Watch the waiver wire, pick up free agents, or acquire the last piece in your puzzle via trading. EFSports.com is not for the casual fan, but if you want to simulate owning an NFL franchise and you have the skills to back it up, EFSports.com is your ticket to reality-based fantasy football.
HDTVs and top-of-the-line appliances, delivered in 4 hours without paying a dime for a year.
Woo!
Tell them on Cole Avenue just south of Knox. I'm Ty Walker. Mavericks hit the road on a high note. Next on the Ticket Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
P1s, good morning. This is Kevin Scott inviting you to join me from noon to 1 at Strokers Dallas. That is on Harry Hines. It's at Shorecrest, and that's about a mile and a half south of Northwest Highway. Very easy to get to. Noon to 1 is when I'm going to be out there. You can come out and register. I'm going to take a T-shirt. Chipotle gift certificates. I have a couple of ticket chicks out there, Serrata and Gina as well. Rick Fairless is the owner and proprietor of Strokers, and he is one of the best builders of custom bikes going. He also carries the high-performance V-twin motorcycles out there, American Iron Horse and Big Dog motorcycles. He's a custom bike builder, but he also knows bikes, babes, and beer. So come on out there from noon to 1. You can get yourself a burger, get yourself a beer. Also, if you're going to the Easy Rider Show, come on out. You can hang out at Rick's for a while, hang out at the Stroker's Ice House, and you can catch a ride over to the Easy Rider Show at Fair Park. Come on out. They're going to treat you right from noon to 1. It's Stroker's Dallas, Harry Hines, just a mile south of Northwest Highway.
I suppose by now you're all wondering why we talk about the sports page so much. You know Dallas Fort Worth's only free sports weekly? Well, to be honest, we promise them 15 mentions a week, and we always over-deliver. But the truth is, we're proud of the fact that the sports page features Ticket Shtick on page P1 every issue. Stuff like Bob's terms, sports snorts, special contributions, and HSOs from Norm, Dunham and Miller, and the rest of the gang. And you'll always find a dependable time waster in there, too, like the Ticket Chick of the Week. Bottom line is, the sports page is like the ticket, only in print. If you can read, pick one up today. Or check it out at sportspagedallas.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker!
Mavericks now 30-5 at the American Airlines Center this season. Dirk Nowitzki scores 24 points. Antoine Walker chips in 21. As Dallas beats Boston last night 120-104 at the AAC in the finale of a two-game homestand. Another good night for the rookie Josh Howard. He had a season-high 19 points, pulled down 6 rebounds. Mavs now hit the road for 5 games as they start that trip tomorrow in New Jersey versus the Nets. Dallas Stars with just 8 games left in their regular season, including this afternoon's matchup with the St. Louis Blues at the AAC. Dave Tippett says the key to victory today is pretty simple.
We have to, first and foremost, be concerned on how we play. And if we go out and play the way we can, the way we're capable of, hopefully the results will follow.
Stars unbeaten in their last 16 games at home. Brad Fulmer drove in three runs as the Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday in spring training play 9-4. Ryan Dries goes four innings in relief to pick up the win. He gave up one run and struck out four. Texas back in action later today. They take on the Chicago White Sox in Arizona. That is the Ticket Ticker, a service of the NHL on ABC this afternoon. Western powers collide when Mike Modano and the Stars face off against Chris Pronger and the St. Louis Blues. Watch the NHL only on ABC today at 2. Our next ticker at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Norm and Nelly have a nose for the NBA. It's Don Nelson, Wednesdays at 10:10 with Norm Hitchcock. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:33 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rant continuing from the Guitar Center on I-75 in Carruth Haven. We are here promoting the 27th annual Dallas Guitar Show and Music Fest. It's the world's oldest and largest guitar show, and it is going to be at Dallas Market Hall on, when is it? It's
April 17th and 18th.
Yes. So I encourage you to go out there. It's a lot of fun to go to the guitar shows from what I hear.
We'll be broadcasting live from there, Gordon.
I know.
And they usually have, like, you know, some guitar celebrities there, you know, sign an autograph or whatever. Yeah, maybe we can get Inge.
Joe Satriani, Andy Timmons. Okay, now we have tabulated. We went into a soundproof room.
Yep.
We, the three judges. We're having our competition here for who's going to play the national anthem on guitar at the Charity Challenge on Ice. Now, also the winner will win this beautiful Olympia guitar, which is an acoustic electric guitar. It's a very nice guitar over there. And we've had our six contestants play.
Wait. First off, realize that there were over 1,000 entries into this, and these were the final six.
Right.
So they're all winners in my eyes.
In my heart.
Everybody give them a hand.
In my heart, they're winners. Why don't all you guys come forward?
All the contestants, please come forward. Please stand up. David Fitzwilliams getting out his walker and stepping forward here.
Good day, mate.
All right, and they have a lot of supporters here. Thanks to all the friends and family that came out to support these guys.
Mm.
Now, we do have the results here, and what we're going to do is announce the last three guys. In other words, the biggest losers.
They're all winners.
They're all winners.
They're all winners.
They're not so much winners.
Not in God's eyes, they're not all winners. But in our eyes, they are. All right, and then we're going to, you'll see how we'll do this. Okay, coming in dead last place, everyone please give a big hand to David Fitzwilliam.
Do we have T-shirts?
Do we have a consolation prize?
Don't we have some
T-shirts
for the guys?
A koozie?
We didn't have a T-shirt for the guys who came out here and shredded their ass off.
We don't have T-shirts?
Promotions failed on this one.
Wow. Hey, you know what?
Get his name and we're going to give him stuff.
Take your T-shirt off and give it to him.
Okay, we're going to give him something, though.
Give him a hug. Ticket chick. Hug him.
Get him to fill out a P1 card, and we'll mail something to him.
Yeah.
The second most unlovable person who showed up out here, Mark Deering. Mark, yeah, the big guy. We need to get his information as well.
You fat ass!
Oh, Corby. Be nice. And coming in third to last place or fourth place?
Fourth place, yeah.
Is Trey LaRoe. Where's Trey? The guy who did some Eric Johnson stuff, did a little shtick. Looks very odd. Can't quite figure him out. All right, so we have our three remaining guys here. And how do we want to do this, Dave?
Well,
we want to ask crowd participation as to what they think. It won't influence judging.
Right. We have the final decision. The decision is already made, but we do want to give the crowd the opportunity to show the support for their favorite.
All right, so let's hear support for Todd Frizzell. Todd? Todd's the guy with the big hair. Okay, that was a mediocre response. All right. How about Chris Gill? Anybody else?
All right, Captain.
Wow.
We had a woman stabbed in the acoustic section. And Tard Marquardt. Wow.
Wow.
It's squat.
It's tight.
What are you talking about?
The race.
All right. Coming in three and the judges voting. Coming
in three?
I don't know.
Take two.
Chris Gill is number three.
Oh, Chris.
Boy, just God keeps kicking you while you're down.
Yeah. No. What's with God not liking you? Oh, geez.
Give the guy some Rogaine.
So Chris came in third, but he was our second runner-up, correct?
True, yeah. So if the first two, for some reason, can't fulfill their duties as Charity Challenge National Anthem guitar player,
right,
yeah, then Chris will step in.
Like, there's a good chance that Todd Frizzell, for example, is going to pass out,
right,
or die.
He just won't wake up.
Right.
He'll choke on his own vomit.
Right.
Walk out there with a big needle jammed in his temple.
We may have to administer an adrenaline shot to the heart right on the ice.
Are your only good veins between your toes now?
All right. We're having fun, aren't we, Dave? All right, our first runner-up.
No, you just announce the winner, because then you know who the first runner-up is.
No, you announce the first runner-up, and then we'll guess who the winner is.
They always announce the first runner-up, and then you know the winner,
and then,
right?
Yeah, and then the winner always puts their hand to their face, and they get handed a bouquet.
Yeah, but the first runner-up kisses the winner as soon
right.
as it's announced.
They, yeah, they hug and they cry.
All right, so I announce the first runner-up first?
Yes.
Is that what we figured out?
Yeah, first runner-up.
Exactly right.
The first runner-up in the National Anthem finalist competition, Todd Frizzell.
Oh.
You win one of Corby's old bongs.
Hey, wait. Shut up.
We haven't announced
the
winner.
God, you people.
And the winner, David Lane, is going to perform the National Anthem.
Woo!
This is all a joke. Who's kidding? No, Todd Marquardt. Let's talk to Todd once again. Todd, good job. You went first today.
Yeah, and you set a high standard.
You set a high standard, and you did very well. Now, judges, talk a little bit about why you thought Todd was number one.
I don't know. He's just good.
See, we've assembled some musical experts to judge this.
Well, and as I mentioned right after you performed, you were very technical. Whereas a lot of the guys, they kind of were just riffing and playing it, by ear. You cut it was
riffing.
it was like you had really, nailed it, and you
did your homework.
You knew exactly every note that you were going to play.
I've been an American a long time.
Yeah, you knew where you were born. Very key.
Now, how old are you again?
33.
Yet you look like 20 years older than even the balding guy.
Oh, man.
I think you look good.
I appreciate it. Oh,
well.
Yeah, whatever.
If I were gay, I guess.
You are gay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're hot. You're hot.
So are you ready to do this? Do you think you will be able to fulfill your duties as the guitarist for the ticket?
I'm more than ready.
Now, are you going to be, in costume, maybe Apollo Creed and Rocky?
What?
So it's going to be shirtless with boxing
yeah,
gloves
with,
on, trying to
with,
play the guitar?
With the glittery Uncle Sam top hat?
Yeah.
That was the big cat in the hat.
Yeah, what are you going to wear? Have you chosen your outfit yet?
I'll leave it. I'll make it a surprise.
Will you wear, Speedos and a leather vest, shirtless?
I'll be in body paint in the American
gross.
Flag.
Oh, gross.
Now, whose squadron will you be rooting for during the game?
Well, I did incorporate the Hardline theme into the national anthem.
Yeah, I think he kind of showed his colors there.
And will you be able to incorporate that in the real when you actually get up there and do it? Are you going to do that way?
Well, sure.
That a boy.
All right.
That's going to cause controversy right
off the
bat.
Not going to show any favoritism, though.
All right, now, we've only allowed everyone to play the national anthem. Do you still have your axe with you, I think you guys call it?
I put it away.
You did?
But I think there's one around here somewhere.
Well,
I'm sure we can find one.
Well, why don't you grab a guitar, and we want to hear some more of your playing. Is that possible?
If you'd like to.
Okay. Watch, that's the only song he knows. He, sucks at everything else.
I've been practicing for the last 20 years.
All right, we're going to get him a guitar.
Do you know any gore or
war? All right, can we do a few copy points here for Guitar Center?
Yeah, go.
Because Tommy, the manager here, he used to be in a band that my band used to play with called Moon Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular in the early 90s.
Or did it have an article? Was it The Moon Festival? Or was
no, it was
Moon
just Moon
Festival.
Festival.
Yeah, was it just Moon Festival or The?
Oh,
it
did?
It was
wow.
The Moon Festival. And we used to play together back in the early 90s, I think it was, a long time ago. And he's the store manager here. I wish we had some of that. What was it, Desert City Nights, Desert City Sleeps, something like that was their song?
That was on Tales from the Edge Part 1.
It was so funny because Tommy used to have incredibly long hair, and so did the lead singer guy, Salim, who I think is now playing with Rhett Miller. And Salim was so egotistical, he put a fan up under him, and his hair blew all over the place. You know, it's like an Ian Astaberry kind of feel to him. And they were like the Lost Boys. They all looked like vampires up there. So funny.
Oh, you made someone laugh.
Oh, I think that you're drunk. So anyway, come by and say hi to Tommy if you remember the Moon Festival. All right, then, we want to spiff him a little bit. Did you know they have no payments or interest for 12 months on any purchase over $4.99?
Wow. I just pay cash anyway, so it's no big deal for me.
Why do you brag about how rich you are? Now, I want to know what Guitarmageddon is that happens every Tuesday night at 7.
It's
is
a
that
funny play on words.
Is that an AA meeting or
the
something?
The king of the guitar competition. So it's even better than the competition we just had.
That we just had?
Yeah.
No way.
All right. Well, here with a little Guitarmageddon of his own.
Well, wait. We're not done.
Oh, sorry. All right. A green tag sale through the month of March here at Guitar Center. That's at least 50% off more on selected items.
I'm paying full price.
And they have the School of Rock Gibson SG giveaway. Enter to win a Gibson SG signed by Jack Black. That'd be
my
cool.
Hero.
He's very funny.
I want that.
So there's some Guitar Center promotion ideas. Oh, we have more?
No,
oh,
that's the same thing.
I'm sorry. All right, now here is Todd Marquardt. He's the official guitarist.
It's Marquardt. Let's get his name right.
Official guitarist of the ticket. And what are you going to play here?
Go ahead, man.
He's just going to rip. Okay.
Just kick ahead.
How about some Hendrix? Can you play some Hendrix? Is that it? Oh, he's got a tune.
Can you play an E chord?
Okay, Corby, that's a dumb question.
Yeah!
Woo! Oh, they love their E chords here. All right, thank you, Todd. Can you play something without a lot of distortion? Can you play something that's nice and...
Play me a clean D sharp.
Stop requesting chords.
Yeah!
All right, how about like a Little Wing or... Oh, no. Oh, he cussed, too. All right, well, there you have it. Shout out to the FCC. All right, coming up next, Dave tells his Southwest Conference memories.
So play with one club, driver gets a sub.
Play 18 holes with just one club. The 6th Annual Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket One Club Tournament. April 10th at West Ridge Golf Course in McKinney. $99 gets you golf, breakfast and lunch, a cart and free t-shirt. And it all benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters. Register now at theticket.com.
And to play golf.
Hey, P1's Dan McDowell here to tell you about a revolutionary new product. It is greatness. It is esports.com. Let us talk about reality. How many great quarterbacks or running backs achieved their greatness without a quality group of offensive linemen paving the way? How many teams won titles without a championship caliber defense? Wouldn't it be nice to play in a fantasy football league that recognizes all the positions on the field? Well, at esports.com, they have it. From cornerbacks to fullbacks, from defensive tackles to centers, if there's a position on the field, efsports.com has it. From a full 53-man roster to over 20 different scoring categories, efsports.com emulates the NFL like no other fantasy football site. This is greatness. So gather up your buddies, begin your dynasty today. Check out efsports.com, where every position matters.
E-Break Classics.
Pat, whenever you go around, depending on the site of the game, I mean, let's face it, 91 celebrities don't turn out in Indianapolis for the game. I mean, it's a nice place and everything, but it's, you know, it's not the place to see and be seen in this world. But now, Washington, Pat. You were at Washington. Who do you bump into there? Who's at the game? Who are your friends? I mean, Washington's a place to see and be seen these days with the Redskins playing well.
We were in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right, Dick. I'm sorry. I thought the game was in Jacksonville.
Well, Fernando, what are the standings?
Boy, I'll tell you what. He is the Yankees of E-Brakes. Norm, in just over 6 months, has 7. He is now in second place, only one behind Gen X Davey Lane.
Wow. Man, that's impressive.
He is Derek Jeter.
He is.
Because at Miller, we believe there's good enough and there's better than it has to be. Miller. Good call. Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
I'm Ty Walker. Nelly's back in a good mood next on the Ticket Chicken.
This is The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station. Established in 1994, 10 years of talking about your teams in your town. Cowboys, Guard, Rangers, Mav, Landry, Harris, Jimmy, Switzer, Shannon Day, The Big Tuna, Bush, Hicks, Deeney, Hitchcock, Tippett, Perot, Oaks, Naren and Buck, Hubert, Don and Donnie, Aikman, Herman, Emma McDonald, Hatcher, Hall, The 3J, Nash, Nowitzki, Finley and Bradley, The White House, Mike Perko, Nate Van, Rusty.
There it is. Every Sunday, you open the paper and you see an ad for laser vision correction at an unbelievable price. Too good to be true? Well, in some cases, yes. Let's say you have a surgeon with little experience. To gain that experience, he needs patients. Therefore, offers a low, low price. Don't be someone's guinea pig. Call on proven experience. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, 214-328-0444. Dr. William Booth has performed almost 50,000 successful LASIK procedures and is one of the most experienced IntraLase surgeons in the world. Combine Dr. Booth's experience with the improved safety and precision of IntraLase, that's LASIK without the blade, and the improved results and accuracy of the wavefront guided treatments, and you've got first-class vision correction. Now that's hard to beat at any price. Call 214-328-0444 today to schedule your free screening. Great vision with a 20/20 guarantee or it's free. That's at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 214-328-0444.
HDTVs and top-of-the-line appliances. Delivered in 4 hours without paying a dime for a year.
Woo!
Tell them on Cole Avenue just south of Knox.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker!
Mavericks wrapped up a two-game homestand Friday night, taking on the Boston Celtics. Dirk Nowitzki scores 24 points, pulls down 7 rebounds, and dishes out 5 assists to lead Dallas over Boston by a final of 120-104. Don Nelson pleased with his team's energy output in this game.
We won by 16, but I thought our performance was really strong. And even had we lost a game like this, as long as we play this way, I can take it. You know, it's just when the energy isn't there, it really bothers me.
In his second game against his former team, Antoine Walker put in 21 points and had 9 boards for the Mavericks. They have now won 3 of their last 4, improved to 30-5 at home this season. Later this afternoon, out at the American Airlines Center, the Dallas Stars will square off with the St. Louis Blues. Jason Arnott expects a tough challenge today.
They always give us a good run, and it's always a great hockey game. They're a great hockey team. We got to be ready for them. They're battling, and we're battling, so it'll be like a playoff atmosphere.
Stars defenseman Teppo Neumann's season came to an end today when he was diagnosed with a dilated aorta that will sideline him indefinitely. No word yet on if or when he will return to the ice. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And what's another word for it, thesaurus?
11:51 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rant is wrapping things up from the Guitar Center off of Central and Caruth Haven. Legendary store. Davey bought his first guitar ever here when he was 12.
That's right.
It's wonderful. Thank you to our winner, whose name has already escaped me, Todd Marquardt, and for all the contestants who came out and played, and for everyone who sent in their national anthem song to the station. Thanks for taking the time to do that, and sorry we didn't pick you, but there was just 6 places. So
that's right.
Now, I guess we can close things out with tales from what happened down in Austin this weekend. I was down there for South by Southwest for 1 day and came back. Davey, you were down there for...
2 days.
2 days.
A little less than 2 days. I got down there at about 9 o'clock on Thursday, and then I left Austin at 6:30 this morning and drove straight here.
We spent exactly 1 hour together.
Yeah, I saw you for 1 hour at the I Love Math show.
You realize that I was in my bed by 10:30.
Were you?
Yes.
I had such a good night on Thursday night.
Really?
I saw Chomsky. I saw the Walkman. And I saw the Stills, which were amazing.
Really?
Where'd they play? So great. They played at Emo's.
Now, were all those shows crowded?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the Thrills played before the Walkmen. That was at some club named Exodus.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get into the Thrills. It was too packed.
Really?
Yeah. I did have a wristband. I got hooked up with a wristband, which was great. But, you know, even if you have a wristband, and even sometimes if you have a badge, you have to wait, like, until somebody comes out to let people in.
It's insane, man. That thing has gotten so out of control. When South by Southwest first came around, I think I went to the first or second one. And I want to say my wristband was like $12. Now they're $125.
Yeah. This was my first experience, and it was great. For a music geek like me, that is just heaven. It's almost, though, like sensory overload, because, you know, there's 50 bands playing every hour.
Yeah, I know.
And you have to choose which one you're going to go see. You have to map out your day.
I like the way they do it down at Austin City Limits, where it's one big field, and you don't have to walk real far. Not necessarily, not like you have to anyway down in Austin, because things are pretty tight down there. But still, like you said, you got to go catch a show for 45 minutes and then run to the next club if
right.
you want to catch the next act. And I mean, it kind of sucks that way, but still, it's a blast.
I know. Weird stuff.
So the craziest thing I saw on Thursday night, walking down the street, you know, in Lost in Translation, one of the opening scenes where Bill Murray's character is in the lobby of the hotel and you see all the Japanese biker dudes walk in?
Japanese American.
No, they're Japanese.
They're in Japan.
So I'm walking down 6th Street and this posse of about 8 or 10 Japanese dudes totally motorcycled out with huge rockabilly hair, you know, the big duck hair, and they have a camera crew following them around, and they're just strutting down the street, you know, talking to people and pointing like they're rock stars. It was so silly.
Who are they?
I have no idea.
Were they a band?
No, they were just like, I guess, spare Japanese celebrities.
I want you to raise your left arm as high as it will go.
You
want to
smell Austin?
Oh, my God!
Look at Dave.
Smell Austin right
You're
here.
You're all sweaty. You got a sweat stain.
I know. So I have three quick hits from South by Southwest involving humans that we know.
Okay.
First is when I went and caught Chomsky on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
I went with Ken Bethea.
You get away from me!
I'm
what
calling
are
you,
doing? You.
I'm calling
God.
You right now.
I went with Ken Bethea.
Yeah, is that right?
From the old 97.
Yeah. Yeah.
And afterwards, he decides that he wants to get a slice of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walk down 6th Street, and there are these two pizza joints right next to one another. And one of them is, just your traditional mom-and-pop Italian pizza place. And then the next one, next to it, has a red, like, you know, searchlight or red police light. And it's got, like, death metal in the background. And so Ken's standing there, and he's, like, looking at one pizza joint and then looking at the other, trying to decide where he wants to get his slice from. And then he turns to me and goes, I'm not going to this one. I don't want to support evil. So he went to the other.
I'm supporting evil.
By the way, speaking of Ken, did anyone read his thing in The Observer?
Yeah,
that was a great article.
Very good. Observer Diary.
By the way, I saw them. I went to their label, which is Red West or something like that, their industry party. On Saturday. So
old
it was,
97s?
Yeah, it was the old 97s, the Drive-By Truckers, Slobberbone, the Flatlanders, which was like Joe Ely and a couple other Texas singer-songwriters. And it was like an all-day beer and food fest, and that's why I had to go to bed at 10:30 that night. I was down there planning on staying out until 2 or 3 in the morning and wrapped it up at 10:30. It was fun. Good times.
All right.
So number two on my list involves my bed
Number
buddy,
two.
Matt Kellum, the drummer from Chomsky.
Mm-hmm.
We were heading back to the hotel room. This was late on Thursday night. And we get on the elevator, and we're on the elevator with all these
Bye-bye.
British people.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You're my favorite.
Good night.
So we get on the elevator with all these British people.
Yeah, that's right.
They're talking back and forth, and this one guy says, "Hope we don't get stuck in the lift." And This other girl says,
yeah, my...
This other girl says,
yeah, my...
Okay, please, help me out here. This other girl says,
yeah, my...
See? You like it? Welcome to my hell.
Go ahead, Dave. We know. Don't even say it.
You're
what
not,
did she say?
You're not supposed to say get stuck in the lift when you're in a lift. And the guy was like, oh, it's bad luck. You know, they're going back and forth, and they're having this whole conversation, and Matt turns around and looks at him and says real deadpan, well, it doesn't matter because this is an elevator. And I just thought it was so funny.
It's pretty funny.
I thought it was
funny.
Hilarious. And then,
funny.
And then the final anecdote involves our friend Big Dumb Danny.
Well, was that the second story?
That was number two.
Corby, don't
these, are quick, these are quick hits. They're not stories, a-hole.
You're violent with me.
It's time once again for Who's the A-hole?
It's Corby.
Go ahead.
So Danny and I are...
This is the best story, right? You saved it for last?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you need to bring this story up on Monday because it involves a new nickname for Danny.
Okay.
Penis.
No. So we're at this bar. I don't want to say the name of it,
mm-hmm.
but it's the kind of bar that...
It had a cedar door?
No, it's the kind of bar that makes you want to chew your arm off because the jukebox is so bad.
Very
right?
cute man.
And it's got these chick bartenders. And so Danny opens up a tab. Danny opens up a tab with his credit card, and Danny's last name is Bayliss, B-A-L-I-S.
Yes.
What was his credit card number?
Don't know that. And so the girl takes his card, and she looks at his name on the card, and she goes, is your last name Balls? And he goes, no, it's Bayliss. That's an I. And she goes, doesn't matter. You're Balls now. So that's what we were calling him the rest of the trip.
Balls.
Danny Balls.
He didn't like that one, did you?
Tell story number two again. I like that one.
Here, I bought this CD for you.
I've already got one, Dave.
Okay.
Thank you.
Number
All right, I'd like to thank everyone who made this one possible, especially Lindsay, the sales chick.
Yeah.
She was so excited to do this, and we'd like to thank the guitar show. By the way, the guitar show is coming up April 17th and 18th at the Dallas Market Hall. Please go by and see it. It's a lot of fun to go to the guitar show. And thanks to Guitar Center, who had
everyone.
Us today. We're at Central and Carruth Haven. Stop by the Guitar Center for great deals. I'm walking out of here with a guitar. They've already sold me one. And thanks to you, Dave. Thanks
no,
to our promotions
thank
crew.
Don't thank me.
Thanks to our engineering staff. And thanks to Corby Davidson.
Don't thank
for
him
Gordon
either.
Keith. I am I.
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTTK, Sherman-Denison. KTTK, Sanger. The 6th Annual Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket One Club Tournament. April 10th at Westridge Golf Course in McKinney. Play 18 holes with just one club.
Screw stroke, don't choke, it has to go. You don't need all those fancy clubs. One day, one course, P1, one club. Look home and dumb and dick, you're in a bit aging.
$99 gets you golf, breakfast and lunch, a cart and free t-shirt. And it all benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters. Register now at theticket.com.
So you think you should have been born with a silver spoon in your mouth so you could buy the Cowboys? Or have been smart enough or lucky enough to amass a large fortune to do the same? Well, if you are as unlucky as I am and don't have $1 billion just laying around, what's your next best choice? It's EFSports.com. Buy a franchise, draft your team, and play as close to reality as any simulation anywhere. Salary caps can kill Jerry Jones, and they can kill you too. Make a good trade and bask in the glory. Make a bad one, sink into the abyss. EFSports.com is not for the average owner. If you're average or below, don't bother. You'll sink like a stone with a rocket on its tail. But if you want to simulate owning an NFL franchise, and you have the skills to back it up, EFSports.com is your ticket to reality-based fantasy football. Check out EFSports.com.
Two-year service agreement required. Coverage is not available in all areas. See coverage map at stores for details. The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. So it's on to the round of 32, the second round, if you prefer, and there are some great matchups from coast to coast today. Here's our schedule for you. We are going to start in Raleigh for Duke and Seton Hall when it goes to the Atlanta Region Semifinals. Tip time for that contest, just a couple of minutes away. We'll get you out there quickly. Our second game will be in Seattle, where Gonzaga will take on Nevada, a 10th seed out of the WAC. We've got two games in Denver. First, Syracuse and Maryland in a game featuring the last two national champions, followed by North Carolina and Texas. In between those games in Denver, we've got guaranteed bonus coverage of Connecticut and DePaul from Buffalo. There's another intriguing game taking place in Buffalo. St. Joseph's, the top seed in the East Rutherford Regional, against Bob Knight's Texas Tech Red Raiders. We will be checking in with Bob Papa and Dave Gavitt for that contest, and we'll update you on all the other games as well. Tomorrow, we're going to have triple header coverage of featured games, leading off with Xavier and Mississippi State, followed by Memphis and Oklahoma State, and Wisconsin against Pittsburgh, plus cut-ins from all the other games. Winners go to the Sweet 16 starting Thursday. And the women's tournament tipped off today. The top overall seed, Tennessee, cruised in its first game. We'll update you on the women's scores a little bit later on. Up next, we'll send you out to Raleigh from Westwood One. This is the NCAA Radio Network.
I, Susan Sarandon.
This is Sting.
Gabriel Byrne.
Patricia Arquette.
Russell Simmons.
In light of recent world events,